Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Steven Minan.
And this is Jeff Ellis. It's Wednesday, November 3rd, 2010.
Episode 6.32, the Week 7 recap, Week 8 recap, Week 9 preview.
Week 10 preview. Well,
London
we're at it just to make
discussion.
Sure. We'll work through Week 10 in case.
Talk about all the nonsense going on around in the NFL.
Been a few weeks since we've been with you all, but don't worry. There's been a lot going on, as you all know.
And I don't know if Jeff's going to make it through the show, as his voice you can already hear is...
My voice sounds fine. Okay, let's redo that last part.
Wait.
My voice sounds fine.
My voice
sounds fine. No, I can't. I can't make it sound fine. My voice doesn't sound fine.
No, not at all.
No, but you know what? Someday
when you add a D at the end of fine...
Find. You know, yeah, I met somebody once.
You're not fine.
We'll get to the beginning of the show in just a second, but I once knew somebody who added a K to every word that ended in ing. So I'm thinking that we should be doing... It was very soft,
nice.
But it was enough to push you over the edge of madness.
And did you finally just hit her?
It was a him. But,
okay,
but
hit
yeah,
him.
Yeah, I actually destroyed him and threw him in the
all
East River.
All right, so we'll get to all the craziness, waiver wire madness.
Yeah, what day do you have two great players go on the waiver wire?
Well, maybe they're not so great.
Well, one of them is
anymore.
I'm just saying.
All of this coming up in a moment.
Bringing American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves.
All right, so usually there's a little, show jumbling during the London trip.
Absolutely.
But this year...
it's worse than usual?
It's been more than a jumble.
Well, you know...
It's been...
I just need to go on the record and say that Steven and I, for the few of you who didn't receive the last show... we did probably one of the best shows we've ever done, of all time.
Nobody received the last show.
Okay. The few tens of thousands that didn't receive the last show,
right?
Which would include us. We did a kick butt show up at Leeds in a beautiful studio with fuzzy walls.
Yes.
And,
fuzzy walls. That's right.
And it got lost. It got lost in the ether, in the internet. And it's no longer with us.
One of the
legendary lost episodes.
Several shows.
We've had a few dozen over the years.
That's too many. It hasn't been a dozen.
I said a few dozen, but I think it's getting close to a dozen. It's getting far closer to a dozen than I would prefer.
It's been a handful.
But each time, at least for me personally, Steven, that we lose a show.
Yes.
It hurts a little less. I don't know
about
you. Has it always been the same?
Like, yeah.
Has it always been the same for you?
I think
has there
the
been
very
change?
First one I was
Oh, it was devastating.
Yeah.
It was devastating. And then it would be also really fun to have a ticker of whose fault it was that a show got lost. Because they're generally even as far as who's responsible for the boo-boo.
Yeah.
But in this one, this was neither one of us.
No.
This was just an equipment malfunction.
We could throw Mark under the bus.
Why? He's been so nice to us, and he bought us a really nice lunch at the Leeds.
I know it was. But
he did
make us go through this long roundabout way, and then the technician comes.
This
and is
long
like,
ball route, how long?
Long roundabout way.
Oh, I thought there was a French phrase I was going
to
get to
show,
learn.
And all of a sudden, his technician comes. Is
you could have
well,
just
know,
done
you
this.
Just press this, and you actually see the wave file being created.
So you actually have evidence that you're recording something instead of nothing.
Interesting.
But in all fairness, what he said to do did do what he said it would do.
Yes.
You know, when we hit the stop button, the file came up and said, name the file, and we named the file.
You said doo-doo.
I said doo-doo on the show.
You did.
Only there was nothing there. There was just the file that we created that had no content.
Well,
and so everyone's waiting the 5-10 minutes thinking maybe it's just buffered and it's compressing the file and it's writing the file. So we'll just keep waiting.
As bad as your voice sounds right now, let's just not do any stories that get right to the news. How about that?
Oh.
Yeah.
My throat hurts, but it's fun.
I know.
There were great stories.
It was. There were. London was great.
I want to read
just
all
say,
of my notes. Listen,
London was great.
London was great. And I've got 6 pages of my reporter's notebook of stuff from the meeting. It started with the Oval, with the Broncos. It goes on in the meeting with the commissioner.
It actually started the day before that.
But I didn't take any notes there.
Oh, I see.
I don't think I have my notebook.
So it didn't happen.
No, I'm not.
Since there are no notes in your notepad from that day.
All the stuff I wanted to talk about, the stories that are just contained here
yes.
are fantastic. And then Wembley. I mean, it was cool. The Oval and the meeting with the commissioner and the Grove out in the Potter's. The Pottery Barn?
Yes.
They have a Pottery Barn out in the back.
The Pottery House.
Shed? Pottery Shed.
Okay.
And this was the nicest shed.
It wasn't a barn.
If I could have a few of these sheds, I'd be a very wealthy man. Because these sheds were, you know, they had
tapestries.
They weren't growing
anything in them.
No, they had tapestries and
very luxurious
chairs. So
why were they pottery sheds?
Because in the olden days, that's where the gardeners would do the potting.
I see.
And if you were in California, that's where you would grow your pot. But alas, Proposition 19 failed to pass.
It did not pass. So there will be no
pot. So now it's going to be returned to nice tapestries and nice plush furniture.
Well, great. I decided to start growing pot in my backyard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. You're in defiance now of state and federal law.
I am. Because you know what? It should have passed.
Yeah.
And since it didn't, I'm just now going to defy the law.
Now, how much of this do you intend to take and actually participate in?
None.
Exactly. That's what I suspected.
Right.
I know Steven. It's like, no.
Well, I'm not going to do it.
Well, I'm not going to be an idiot and smoke dope. But you know what? I'm going to grow it.
I'm going to support other people who want to smoke dope.
Yeah. And kill their brain cells.
You know, hey, to each his own.
Well, we had a whole study come out while we were in the UK that suggested that drinking alcohol was more dangerous than crack cocaine.
Really? Is it more dangerous than pulling your starting quarterback for Rex Grossman?
It depends whom you ask. Now, look, he was fatigued.
No, he
didn't have time to learn the system.
That was the final.
He had
that was the
yeah,
final.
I can't keep up with Shady's excuses.
There's been like five or six of them.
It's the excuse of the day.
It started with, well, he didn't know.
He hadn't enough time in his son's system.
He didn't know the vocabulary
of their two minute drill.
Because
they do it all in Latin,
apparently, and it's a dead language.
Yeah,
so everybody's in the huddle like.
And
dude.
Donovan's like, serious? Egme, ete, what? Come on, guys.
Then it was, well, he wasn't conditioned
enough to
run up and down.
He's had a hamstring issue, and so he can't run
That was the final thing. Then it came to it was conditioning.
Then did they consolidate
then
them
was,
into because of the hamstring? Then
yes.
The conditioning was an issue.
Right.
And
yes.
He didn't speak Latin.
Latin. And so it came all.
And he didn't have time for his Latin classes because he was rehabbing his hammy.
And when asked, Donovan McNabb said, I don't know what y'all are talking about. I'm healthy. I was out there. I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
Huh.
So at some point he got really old really fast and was unable to run a two-minute
yes.
offense.
All I'm saying.
Is what?
Is this.
That works too.
There
all
is.
All I'm saying.
Probably a handful of quarterbacks that I would pull Donovan McNabb. When you're losing by 6 points, okay, and you've got 2 minutes left on the clock.
Who else do you want out there?
There are probably a handful of quarterbacks. I would probably take Peyton Manning first.
Yeah, me too.
Then I'd probably want Brady.
Me too.
I'll then probably take Phillip Rivers.
Yeah, and that probably go Brees.
And I'll take Drew Brees.
Yeah. And then probably I'm good. I'll probably stand
and then I'll just say, you know what?
I'll probably roll with what I got.
But if you're telling me that I got to go to Rex Grossman.
If we had to list all the quarterbacks I would start before that, the list would be, we wouldn't have a show.
I am sorry, people. There is no reason on this planet to sit Donovan McNabb for Rex Grossman. I don't care if the dude is dead. I'll throw a dead Donovan McNabb out on the field before I throw out Rex Grossman.
I want to say this, though, about that. One of the things we heard consistently when we were in Philadelphia from Philadelphia Eagles fans was that it was situations just like this that they were most frustrated with Donovan McNabb.
Okay.
It was when the game was on the line kind of situations.
It wasn't ever McNabb's fault. It was an offensive lineman forgetting an assignment, and he gets killed in the backfield. Oh, you know what happened?
Yeah, I do. Grossman got sacked.
An offensive lineman missed an assignment.
Yeah.
Grossman gets killed.
Yeah.
But you know what? You know the difference?
Well, McNabb has this elusiveness.
McNabb would have held the ball.
Yeah.
You don't first play, you throw him out there. Go in the two-minute warning. He gets hit. He barely gets hit. First of all, dude hasn't been playing football in I don't know how long. When was the last time Rex Grossman was in playing football?
Week 4 for the Oakland Raiders last year. Maybe.
I'm
just making that up. But
you
maybe.
Did just make it up.
It was
and he wasn't
good.
With the Raiders. He was with the Houston Texans.
Oh,
I don't think he ever
really?
Took a snap there.
Oh, then no, it'd be longer than that.
So here's the deal is, all right, you know, you haven't played all game. You haven't played all year. As a matter of fact, you haven't played in a few years. But you know what? 2 minutes. We're down by 6. Go out there, Rexy.
Go get him, Sparky.
First play, fumbles the freaking ball, gives it away. Right smack dab into the hands of Ndamukong Suh, and Suh sues it all the way in for a touchdown and seals the deal. You know why I'm a little bent out of shape? Because this was the freaking challenge game, and it cost me the game.
That's
okay?
True. That's true.
Shanahan, when it's a challenge game, you don't pull McNabb for Rex freaking Grossman.
But for Rex unfreaking,
you gross.
Man.
Man.
Yeah. Look, Shanny, you know, he's the guy. He's the guru. He's the guy that everybody wanted, everybody targeted.
Here's what I heard from, someone today, some pundit, who said, well, because of Shanahan's past coaching abilities, he will probably get a pass on the... No, he won't!
Well, they said said that about
Belichick.
Don't give
him a pass on that. What, because he won 2 Super Bowls with... Terrell Davis and John friggin' Elway. Question.
Yeah.
Do you think he would have pulled John Elway for Rex freaking Grossman?
I would hope not, and so would John. And did you have a nice time? Did you get a chance to meet John this weekend?
I didn't get a
I didn't
chance
either. I was a little disappointed about that.
John was apparently
He met
everywhere.
Everybody else.
Hey, all I know is when I'm walking down the sideline and Roger Craig comes out of nowhere and shakes my hand like he knows me and just, what's up, buddy? That makes me feel good.
There was many, many things that happened this weekend that pretty much would make someone season.
Yeah, I was like, you know what? I'm done for the rest of the year. I don't need to go anywhere. I don't need to show up anywhere anymore.
I got to shake hands with the commish. And
yeah,
with
man,
Ambassador
the
Rooney
was awesome.
That was amazing.
Was awesome.
A lot of neat things. Roger Craig was awesome.
Well, you know what? All of those names were great, but just having Lindsay Soto,
she's the best.
Say
she
hi.
Is the best.
Yeah, I can't even go into the story of the locker room
no
experience,
but I could tell my story, which was because I want to protect you from that.
Yes,
but at one point it was the really long completion to probably Brandon Lloyd from the mighty arm of Kyle Orton.
Kyle freaking Orton,
and comes up a yard short. And then out comes Tim Tebow, and I just did a little...
Oh. Yes, you were not very happy at that.
And then
touchdown.
I hear right behind me, Lindsay Soto, doing the same... And I turn to her, and this is the sigh that is only associated with fantasy football.
Oh,
I'm like,
fantasy.
I can't believe this.
Leave your fantasy football heart out of the stadium.
And I turned to Lindsay, and I said, you have him in fantasy football, don't you? And she turned almost beet red,
yep.
And then said, "On a couple teams."
Yeah, she's
I said, "I got him on half my teams."
Yep.
And we both just had a good old laugh about that.
Not very,
but
happy
it was
about
so
that,
funny. Yeah. We're like, we just got a touchdown jacked from us by Tim Tebow, man.
Lindsay,
everybody's American hero and UK hero, the most popular guy there aside from, including John Elway. Well, Woody Page was the most. If you had to rank the celebrities that showed up in the UK this weekend, you'd have Steven and I. Then you'd have Woody Page. Just had to slide that in there real fast. Right. Then you'd have Woody Page.
Yep.
Then you would have, whom did I just say? I just blanked.
John Elway.
Oh,
probably Roger Craig. Jerry Rice.
No.
Woody Page.
Woody Page. And I don't know who I was going to go with next. Anyways, and evidence of this is that a Hungarian reporter, this is the most fun story.
Yeah.
This Hungarian reporter was so excited to meet Woody Page. Whom
very
we met
excited.
We just met him a few days prior
right.
with the Broncos
but
beat writers.
We were already kind of in with him, so
yeah.
I said, do you want to get introduced?
Yeah, we'll be happy to introduce you. I introduced three people to him. Yeah, I don't know how many people you introduced to him. Because ESPN has come to Europe, they're now watching all of the ESPN programming.
And
they're really excited about it.
Woody Page from ESPN's Around the Horn.
Right, which is kind of their little game show of beat writers, and he's the most regular on there. And so they want to have their picture taken with him. So this Hungarian reporter, very excited to meet Woody Page, goes up, and I had introduced him at some point, but he finally got his camera, I guess. So he went up on his own.
Right.
And he's looking for someone to take his picture with Woody Page, and Woody's like, no problem, I'll have my picture taken with you. I don't know why you want to have your picture taken with me.
Right. That's probably the best Woody Page. Is like, this one guy I introduced him, he's like, I really enjoy you on the Around the Horn. And Woody's like, oh, God, why?
His self-deprecating humor makes him very endearing.
Yes, yes.
So he finds a tall guy next to him to take the picture, who's more than happy to take the picture.
Excuse me, sir. Will you take this picture of me and Woody Page?
And he says, no problem at all. And he snaps the picture. And that individual was John Elway. And Woody points to Elway and says, I have this on you for the rest of your life.
I own you for the rest of your life.
Because so, this guy didn't even want to have a picture of John Elway.
This guy doesn't know who you are, but he wants to have his picture taken.
It's all about being on the TV.
That's right.
You know, football players, I was explaining this to a lot of people as people would ask us, a lot of the foreign correspondents, who's this guy? Who's this guy? We're out at the practice fields. We're like, look, believe it or not, these guys wear helmets most of the time.
Yeah.
So although we may know their names, we don't know their faces.
Right.
And then I made the horrific mistake of confusing.
Do you really want to tell that story?
I don't, but I'm in an honest period of my life right now.
Jeff is being honest. Ooh, I'm going to start asking all kinds of questions.
It is time because it's time for honesty. I'm putting
honesty
aside the lie.
Honesty is such a lonely word. Everybody wishes I'd stop singing. Yeah, because your voice does sound pretty freaking bad right now.
But I'm going to listen to this part of the show to just make myself laugh.
So, you going to tell it on me? Well, because I'm going to save you a little bit from yourself.
Okay.
Because it really wasn't all your fault.
It's
a little bit your fault, but it wasn't all your fault.
I put it at a 50-50.
Okay.
60-40 maybe with me on the 40.
35-65. How about
that? That's very kind of you.
Very kind of you. So we're at the 49ers practice
facility.
Up at
the Grove.
The Grove. Very nice place.
North of Wembley. Very nice people.
And, you know, we only get a little bit of time out on the practice field because, you know, they're just secret. It's a private practice. You can only see, like, the first 15-20 minutes of the practice. But they're like, but then after practice, we'll bring you out, and as the players are coming off, you can see this player, this player, this player, and this player.
This is primarily the captains.
No coaches will be available. We're like, okay, cool. So we're out there, and, you know.
This is right after we find out that they've
started Troy Smith. So the first guy that comes out is Troy Smith, and obviously there's a group of us, and we're all around talking to him. Next guy's made available is the beast, Patrick Willis, and both Jeff and I are fortunate. We actually got some nice pictures of each other asking questions of Patrick Willis. Pretty cool. But then, more players started popping up, and they were kind of like away from where Jeff and I currently were.
Right.
But at one point, Vernon Davis starts speaking, and he's already there. Then they bring out Frank Gore, and all the PR director says is, we've made Frank Gore available to you. While Jeff turns around,
and standing there is Vernon Davis.
So Jeff just goes, oh, it's a pleasure to meet you, Frank.
In all fairness, if it had been a white guy, I would have known better. So this is one of those things where you're a black man, and I'm not saying all blacks look alike,
right?
But all I know is your race. That's the only thing. Right. I don't know how tall you are.
Yeah.
I don't know anything.
Okay. So I wish Jeff would have asked me first, but he didn't. And then Vernon just looks at him like,
I was jumping on it. There was nobody around him at the time, and I wanted to get in the first few questions because it's rare that you get a guy. Yeah.
So what did he ask you? Did he ask you who's Frank, dude?
No, he says,
I'm not Frank.
And then he proceeds to add, and we don't look anything alike.
Yeah, he was a little offended, I think.
Well, and in all fairness to Vernon and in unfairness to Frank, Vernon is a very good-looking man.
Yes.
And Frank is not.
Let's just say Frank is street. Okay?
Well, if the street is...
I'm not saying he is the street.
Right.
I'm saying he's street. That you don't have any street cred, so you probably don't know what that means.
I don't even know if you could dress him up to even resemble the class that Vernon carries himself in.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying.
Vernon is a beautiful man. He is a good-looking man.
More uptown.
Yeah.
And Frank is street. Let's just put it that way.
Okay, let's think, you know, Southside Jersey versus uptown Manhattan.
Okay.
And
so I can understand now. Yeah, Vernon was offended. Vernon
he was offended. That's all there is to it. But we went on to have a very pleasant conversation.
There you go.
And then I go and I meet Frank. Yeah, and all that goes through my mind is, he was absolutely right.
I made a mistake.
My bad.
No, so I kind of helped out the PR director for the 49ers, and he actually liked me from then, that
moment
on.
What did you do for him? Because he was much nicer to you than he was to me.
Well, what happened was he brought out Ted Ginn Jr.
Yeah.
And he brings him
Ted
up
was great.
He brings him up the hill, and he's like, folks, here's Ted Ginn Jr., and nobody paid him any mind. And so I immediately stepped in. And I was like, hey, Ted, pleasure to meet you. Stephen Miranda of Sky Sports News. I'd like to ask you a couple questions. And Bob kind of gave me a wink like, thank you,
thank
man.
Thank you.
Because, you know, here I am. I tell Ted people may want to talk to him. He comes up the hill.
Right.
I announce him, and nobody moves
his way. Most of the reporters are English or British,
right,
and they did not necessarily know the significance of Ted Ginn.
I knew he went to Ohio State. Not just that. I knew that he had
But you
had
knew
already,
that he was buds with Troy
right,
Smith.
I
didn't know that storyline.
And I also knew that he was one of only two players to be making his second trip to London.
I knew that.
So I was like, well, shoot, even if I don't really want to ask him anything, I got lots of questions I could ask him.
Isn't that interesting about interviewing people is there's what I want to ask you and what I have to ask
you. Right,
right. I have to ask you about the trip. I have to ask you if you feel jet lagged.
Right.
I have to ask you if, you know, you guys feel like you have a strategic advantage over Denver because you came in early. Those
you're
are all
3 days earlier.
But those are the got to questions.
Yes.
Then there's the want to questions, which may have nothing in common.
Well, we had a bunch of great questions. And actually, because of that, too, Ted actually post game in the locker room was a lot cooler with
me as well.
Because I took the Niners after the game.
By the time I got to the Niners locker room, everybody had vacated.
They were all we were walking out. I was actually over there looking for you, and then there were no Broncos.
Well, again, Stephen and I are making up our as we go. We're making up our how we do things at games.
Yes.
And precedent had been we meet in the home team's locker room.
Right.
So that's what I was thinking. But when they seriously, I remember for the Eagles. Because they literally threw people out of the locker room.
Yeah.
Like, we're done. Everybody out. And they, like, brought in somebody literally with a cattle prod and just moved this all out.
Yes.
And so it's like, we're going to meet in that locker room. I don't think we are going to meet in that locker room because they just threw everybody out.
Yes.
But precedent had been, and never been discussed, that's the funny thing about precedent, it just happens, it evolves, is that we'll meet, Steve and I, we don't, because you can't text each other, you're in the bowels of a stadium where you get no signal.
No signal!
So you need to have a plan, and we haven't developed a plan.
Well, the cool thing about this plan that went awry is I went over to the Broncos locker room looking for Jeff. And didn't find anybody. There was nobody there. There was actually just one dude cleaning up. And he's like, no, they're already gone. And I was like, okay, why is a Frenchman cleaning up the bowels of
I was
Wembley
wondering
Stadium?
That myself listening to you just now. He was already too good.
Yes. Like, okay, all right. Thank you, Frenchman.
That's how much they hate us French. But they have us clean up locker rooms.
So anyway, but then I'm walking back because I figured, you know what, he's probably gone over to the Niner side. So I'm going to go back over that way. I'm going that way. And that's when I called you, and I did get a signal, and I called you, and I was like, where you at? And you're like, I'm over here at the Niners locker room. And I was like, okay, great. And then literally said, okay, I'll talk to you, bye. And as I'm hanging up.
I heard that, hey, coach, was what I heard as you're hanging up.
Walking right straight
And I knew it was sick because I could hear it in your voice.
Yeah. I had wanted to just say hi to the dude all week. And all week there had been barriers preventing me from just shaking the man's hand. And say, you know, because I loved him at the press conference. First thing he did was thank God for, you know, making everybody be safe and in the game and everything. And I was just like, you know what? Here's a good
I still haven't heard about the press
Christian
conference.
Man. And I just had all week just wanted to say hi to him and thank you for the opportunity to get to cover his team. And I you know, and so here I am. I'm like, got to get off the phone because here he is.
Face to face
by
with
himself,
Singletary.
Nobody around him, no PR staff, no handlers. There's nobody
Nobody
here
can
me.
Keep me away
there's
from you.
There's no camera. There's nothing. I'm going to get him, and I want to see what he does, if he'll stop and just shake my hand and give me a moment. And he did, and it was great, and I couldn't believe it. It was awesome.
That is fantastic. I have not had one-on-one time with him yet, and I wish I did.
So, and it was quick. It was brief. He was on his way to the bus. He the last one on, you know, practically.
No.
And it was just cool. I said, "Hey, coach," and he stopped. And he said, "Hey," and I shook his hand. And
probably wouldn't have stopped if they had lost.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
So that was very fortuitous that they won.
He was in a much better mood.
Yeah.
He was in a much better mood after the game than prior to the game.
Coach McDaniels wasn't much of a chatter.
Two consecutive
weeks of getting your butt handed to you you travel around the world for.
And then, you know, it's like one that he let get away.
Big time. And I called him out on one of it. And
Was he not happy about that?
He was fine. He just tried to dodge it. He tried to dodge the question. Yeah. I asked Woody, this was interesting about, and I hope I didn't interrupt you with your
I was done.
Thing.
That was great.
Okay.
Sing was good.
So in the, one of the things you want to do, folks, because we've got a lot of people who would like to do what we do. And we recognize that, and so we appreciate the opportunity that we've been given. But one of the things you need to do is get to know the beat writers for the different teams, because they are the sources of all knowledge.
Right.
And so, especially with items of protocol, when do I put my microphone up on the podium? Should I do it now?
I follow the herd.
Right. But I like to know, I'd like to anticipate what the people are going to do. They're like, no, he'll be cool. When he comes in and stands up there, it's okay if everybody puts it up there. Or, no, you should have it up there before he comes up there because he'll get really mad. And then I ask Woody Page, I ask him, I said, so what kind of questions am I going to get? What kind of answers am I going to get? Am I going to get news answers or am I going to get canned answers? What he says, you know, Coach McDaniels, he's pretty open.
Yeah.
He's pretty open, but you're not gonna hear too much that surprises you.
Yeah.
I said, okay, it's good to know.
Yeah.
Because some coaches are real open in things and others are just, it's the canned response. Just want to go out and do 110%. You know, we're going to have to work harder at practice after a loss. And after a win, it's just, you know, it's just the next game. We got to get ready for the next game. This was just one game. It's a long season. You get the stereotypical response. Another coach should get more. I got a lot more out of McDaniels than what I thought even Woody expected by simply asking him what he was thinking defensively when they allowed Troy Smith to run a naked bootleg inside the 10-yard line.
Yep.
And that was one of the only...
With nobody on him.
Yeah. And he said, well, one of our guys slipped. And I left it at that because I'm not looking to embarrass anybody. But all I'm thinking is, seriously, coach, you've had one spy on a mobile quarterback who has not run the ball yet.
Yep.
And now he gets inside your 10-yard line. And by the way, what did you do when Kyle Orton had thrown a big old bomb? You put in your mobile quarterback to do what? Run the same play.
Right.
So you know what they're more likely to do. I mean, I wanted to go off and say, seriously? You had one guy that you thought could bring down a Heisman Trophy winning scrambling quarterback.
He slipped.
We had a guy, he slipped.
Yeah. Actually, it, kind of in his defense, it was a naked bootleg, but he did have the option to throw the ball in.
Sure.
Sure,
Mrs. Evans. I'd be happy to.
At this point, Vernon Davis had gone out of the game with his injury, and his replacement, DeLacy Walker, who I got to meet also and talk to, him coming in and replacing Vernon Davis, he was on the curl on the outside.
That's right. VD got hurt.
Yeah, VD got hurt. So
I know. VD hurts. I know.
VD got hurt. It was bad. But no, so yeah, I don't recall anybody slipping on the play, by the way.
Me either. That was the other thing. I'll have to look at the film because it was in the opposite end zone from where we were.
Yeah.
But I didn't see it. I just saw wide open end zone and he just took the corner and just
wide open space.
Nobody touched him.
Anyways, it was a fun game. You know, the first half obviously was
boring.
I was like, OMG, really? That's what we're gonna bring to London? This game's gonna end 9-6.
Well, Rich Eisen started off Total Access Sunday morning with, "We've exported two grumpy teams across the pond," and they were. But you know what? One team became significantly less grumpy post game, and that was the Niners. Broncos came out on the wrong end of things again. And in our press conference, before the press conference began, one of the beat writers said he had his story done. He had 40 inches that he wrote right after halftime.
Right.
His column was finished for whatever Denver paper he writes for. And then there was all this scoring that happened. It went kablooey. It was 3-0. And he's like, obviously, this is the way the game's going to play out. I'm going to get my story done. Get to bed early at night.
Right. That didn't happen.
And he had to butcher the whole thing up, and it ended up being like 43 inches instead of 40 inches. Pretty funny.
Yeah.
Anyway.
The finals there across the pond.
What was it? Because I just saw our video on Sky Sports.
Yes.
So I know what you predicted.
I saw it there. I predicted 27-20.
Yes, you did.
And the final score
was
24-16.
Pretty impressive.
Thank you very much.
Very nice.
I gave the Broncos a few more points, and the Niners owe me a field goal.
Yeah. Yeah. And they didn't miss any.
No, they didn't miss any.
The reason it was
16 was because the Broncos kicker completely shanked the extra point.
Man, wasn't even close.
Yes, our buddy Matt Mayoko saying that was the worst kick attempt he had ever seen in his life.
There you go.
And so, actually, you don't know this. So we're in the press room.
There's so many things I don't know.
Yeah, I know. We're in the press room waiting for Coach Singletary to come in, and I was like, "Yo, Mayoko," and he's like, "What's up?" I'm like, "Seriously, worst kick you've ever seen ever?" He's like, "Oh yeah."
You know, I don't think any of us are quite accustomed to real time media.
Yeah,
you know, you post something and everybody knows it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When we were at the Coliseum and we see Peter King post something,
yeah,
you know, and we're like, "Dude, you're sitting right, you're seated at the table next to us, and you just write something." Do you think that no one's going to realize that no one here follows you?
No one's here gonna see it.
Oh, you're really enjoying this dinner, aren't you, Peter? You're taking the time out to Twitter people.
Yeah. No, Mayoko was like, yeah, no, really. I was like, man, I saw a really bad Chris Brown one.
I see bad.
Years ago.
I've seen a lot of things, and I haven't seen a lot of other things.
But it was great. The whole experience was great. And
the Trafalgar Square party.
That was awesome. You know,
5,000-6,000 people show up just to hang out, and they're waiting in line so long just to get in.
Yes, because they could only have so many people.
That's the arrangement.
In the square where they fenced it off. First of all, they actually got the fence off.
How you fence off Trafalgar Square?
The square.
You know what? I found the best view once the rain started.
I went
up to the museum.
National Gallery.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. The view from up there was amazing.
I should have gone there. The water came and I was scared.
Well, we're wearing our nice suits.
Yes.
And you know what my suit smells like when it gets rained on? It's not a pleasant sound mixing wool and rain.
Yeah.
I don't want to be around a flock of sheep in the rain. Huh. It's a memo to myself that I'm going to write down.
Isn't it a flock of seagulls?
That was a band.
Okay.
That was a band.
There you go. I can't even tell you a song that they sang.
I can, but I can't because I'm not in that state of mind.
All right.
But trust me, they had at least one hit, maybe two.
I think it was two.
I do too.
I see. Flock
of seagulls. I'm not even going to look it up. I'm so lazy tonight. Is it lazy or playing hurt? I don't know. Sometimes they have a striking resemblance to each other.
You know what? I
You got to know.
I do.
You got to know. Well, then I'll say this. So, the Trafalgar Square party was going so great. We had just got done talking to the head of NFL International and telling him what a great event.
And I ran.
Oh, yeah. Ran so far away. Yeah. And I tried to hunt. Yeah. So we're chatting with the head of NFL International.
Flock of seagull hits.
Hits. It's a very short list.
It is. There's two, baby.
I knew there was two. Besides I ran, what was the other one?
Here I'm pulling it up.
He's on Amazon.
Wishing?
No.
If I had a photograph of you.
Yes.
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 I can't hum a few bars of it, but I know what you're talking
about. And Rainfall.
No.
That's
so this is off their greatest hits album, of course.
Yes. Space Age Love Song.
No.
No, that one's pretty popular.
Okay, I mean, I believe you. I don't know it. I don't know it by name.
And Burning Up.
Well, I am burning up, but I don't think that's the
are
point.
Are you? Yeah, I know. Because I'm burning up for your love. No, that's not them.
No.
That's not them at all.
Okay.
But there was a song that went like that.
If there wasn't, there is now, Stephen. That's all I've got to
say. Let's get off a flock of seagulls. All right. Anything else from London? Well, you know what? Yes. We want to thank all the people at Leeds who showed up for our little get-together there.
Strange City, nice people.
I could, if you wanted me to, just spot all your names, but we don't have time for that.
But then, he made me do it after I'd had five pints of beer, and I did it. I missed one.
I'd like to thank everybody who came out. The Sky Sports Cafe, the Sky HD box at the Sports Cafe.
And we of course have to thank Ian.
Ian from
I'm
going to
do an official
Cafe
commercial thing for Ian. Yes. How's that? I'm going to say if you are in London, near London, and have a need to watch a sporting event,
any
and do not go
event
to Sport Cafe, you're a fool.
Yes,
that's my commercial.
There you go. Any
they were amazing.
Any sporting event, you name
they
it,
they have the
they
longest liquor
it
license in London, and yes, they will not leave until your game is over.
O-V-E-R.
For example, Porti Hemple, we had all of our friends from the 49ers. We sent them down there for the World Series.
Yes.
And
which
his liquor license
at 1 a.m.
Liquor license ends at 3. They can't serve hard liquor after 3. But you know what? They don't leave until the game's over.
That's right.
When the game's over, that's when they leave.
That's when they leave.
And they are the best.
They had
their staff,
they
my
had
gosh.
Oregon, USC.
And beautiful
which
waitresses.
Anytime you can see the Oregon Ducks whoop up on USC Trojans, it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing.
And that skybox is so pretty because it is about 200 decibels lower than it is outside in the room.
Yes.
And if you think my throat sounds bad, imagine what it would be like if we didn't have our private little box.
Had we been out of the box.
With the masses, yes.
Yeah, that would not have been good.
No, I didn't do that much yelling.
No.
And yet my voice is thrashed. So
I enjoyed our kind of like what turned out to be a victory lap at Wembley.
You know, when someone posted that, Stephen, I nearly cried. Because it honestly, it kind of did feel like
didn't
that. It didn't to me at the time.
Was it? Did it
but
feel,
upon further
but
review.
Now, was that like the last time? Like
no,
our last time
in London?
No,
that's just the freaking beginning.
A walk around saying, see you later. We're
out,
London.
Intentionally, we at 4:30, we did a live piece for Sky Sport News.
From the sideline.
From from the sideline. And we're just encouraging everyone to make sure they flipped over to the game.
And answered some questions.
And we were on with
Jeremy.
He had some great questions. Instant replay.
Instant replay and Troy Smith and you know, the running game for the Broncos. We answered all of those.
So Steven and I are in our suits looking all fancy. And, you know, we were done. And we had the little wristband that got us into everything. Everyone had their ID credentials around their neck.
Right.
But if you really wanted total access, you had to have a little special wristband.
Yes.
And so we had the wristband. And so instead of going straight back to our seats, which would have been a quarter of the way back, we went three quarter of the way around the stadium to get back to our seats.
Yes, yes.
So that we could really take it all in and be on the sidelines and things. And the game was getting ready to kick off. And that was really cool. And people are shouting down, hey, and they're taking our pictures. And so we're taking their pictures, which is, that was fun. Yeah. That was just really fun.
It was loads
and we
and
took
loads
our time getting back to our seats.
We did take
we
our
had
time.
The special wristband.
We did. We did. And that was pretty cool experience to, you know, walk around the stadium right before the game started. And
that was neat. And then it so happened I accidentally got lost and found myself one of the last people to leave the stadium.
Yes.
I'm out with the guys who are fixing up the pitch with their little pitch forks.
Yes.
Pitch forks.
Well, that's what you use to fix the pitch.
To pick up the pitch.
To pick up the pitch. When you pick up the pitch,
you want to use
a
pick
fork.
I tried to say it backwards and I couldn't. A fick pork. That's what I was trying to say. I can't even
a
talk wrong. I'm
pork.
So tired. Anyway.
I need a fitch pork.
It sounds delicious, especially if you get a hollandaise
sauce
with
we'll
it.
We'll take the fitch pork.
Take the fitch pork and an extra side of bacon, please.
I'll take the fitch pork for 100, please, Alex.
The question is, and so when I was out there, there was just, say, four or five guys who were out
or
there. On the
seven or eight
no,
guys.
You're supposed to say four or five guys. That
okay.
was the gesture. Say four or five guys.
Four or five guys.
Thank you. And stop calling me Shirley. And
Shirley.
That are out there fixing up the field. And I asked them, I said, you know, how did the field hold up? And I actually spoke British. I said, how did the pitch hold up? But
yes.
I'll translate for my friends.
Thank
and
you
I'm
for
trying
translating.
To get my brain into the right space.
Yeah, because there was a time when we were over there that you kept using words because we
my
were
my brain
over
just went all in.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to heal.
You.
Trying to heal.
You heal quicker, please.
I'm trying. And I think I've done a pretty good job tonight. I said sideline. I didn't say pitch side.
Thank you.
So... And I asked how the field held up, and they said, no, and it held up really well. They were very surprised.
Yes.
It was so much better than a few years ago. And I was walking on it around the 50-yard line. I tried to get to the middle because that's where it gets torn up worse, and it looked really good. So I don't know how it is they've done it differently, but they did because it gotten rained on pretty good. And it stood up very nicely, and I didn't see a lot of guys slipping during the game.
So, here to the field crew.
Absolutely, at Wembley. Man, did they put on a nice job. It was spectacular. The music was too loud for the pregame, but I stayed inside then because it was too loud, and I'm old.
Well, thanks for all the people.
Thanks to Mike the Cabbie and Nat.
Mike the Cabbie for the, Monday Night Football. Very nice dinner and Monday Night Football and inviting us into your home and letting us invade there till 3:30 in the morning to watch Houston get their tushies whooped by the Indianapolis Colts.
For a while.
At the end. And when it started, 0-0.
Yeah, in between it wasn't so much.
So that was lots of fun and the drive back. And I was in Essex. We were in Essex.
That's right.
Essex County.
Yes. And I can't name the town because I couldn't even understand what he was saying.
It was in Essex.
In Essex.
Yes. And
my favorite story
I would like to and Caroline. You know, I know
Sweet
she's going to be.
Caroline.
No, please. Oh, God.
Bum, bum. No Neil Diamond. All right. Noted.
No, it's just that stupid song reminds me of the Boston Red Sox, and I hate them.
We can remind me to use that as we transition to Randy Moss.
Okay. Oh, Randy Moss. No, Caroline was probably the youngest manager of the hotel where we stayed.
Ah.
And she, you know, she did some nice stuff for us.
Well, got us out of beds that didn't suck out loud. That was
literally got us out of the bed, but no, she changed the rooms.
We changed rooms because we're not prima donnas.
Did I tell you what she did for me the one night where I couldn't sleep and I had to stay up late to chat with the girl?
Rub your shoulders?
And I didn't. And I didn't want to do the Skypey thing with the girls while you were sleeping
Which
in the room.
I appreciate.
Thank you very much. So I went downstairs.
Yes, she brought you hot chocolate.
Yes, she makes a call. She's like, can you sleep? I'm like, no, it's not about sleeping. I'm going to, you know, I chat with my family and stuff. She's like, oh, that's very nice. I'm like, can I get you anything? I'm like, no, I'm good. Really, seriously. And the next thing I know, she's on the phone. And then this little dude comes out in this nice little,
apron.
You know, thing. And he drops this tray of the spread of cheeses and crackers and stuff in a big pot of hot chocolate. Like, and then she comes by and she's like, enjoy, Mr. Miranda. And I was like,
so that was that charge on the room bill. I'm kidding. Just kidding.
I was like,
I haven't even looked at it. Like, no, I've done any unpacking.
I checked this out. There was no charge on the room bill.
I'm looking around. Your room looks pretty good, Steven.
Thank you very much. Well, you know, I need all my stuff. My stuff.
Yeah.
And I got to wash all my stuff because, you know, I go to work. I don't get to chill out at home.
Yeah, or just be really sick at home.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's like chilling.
I'm sorry you got sick. It was your turn, because usually I come back sick.
Well, I think
I was immune this year.
I'm changing a theory. As everyone who listens to NFL Rants and Raves knows, I have very strong opinions on things. But I like to point out that I am open-minded.
Okay.
So my opinions are very rigid. However,
has your opinion did I trump you on Inception?
Not at all. I'm more confident in my reality.
She is not there.
I understand that. I understand that. But when the kids are wearing the same clothes, was all I needed to
they're
know.
They're not. You mistaken. I can't wait till it comes out on DVD in a couple weeks. I'm gonna play it and I'm gonna freeze frame and I'm gonna take a snapshot of that early one.
I went twice. To the beginning and the end.
You can't tell on those little crappy TV screeny things
and
on the airplane.
We need to give a shout out of thanks to listener Jeremy, who hooks us up with our hotels inexpensively.
Jeremy. Yes, thank you very
much.
And
the nice gentleman whose name is eluding me right now with British Airways, who hooks us up. But
Nathan. No, I can't.
The screens really are crap.
Yeah,
I mean,
you
come
can
on.
See all the squares. Could you see all the squares
the
on
pixels?
Yours?
Yeah, and all I was looking at was the map because I don't watch movies, but I watched everybody else watch Toy Story 3.
Yeah, I didn't watch it. I watched Inception,
and
the movie
watched
that
Inception,
I really
and everybody
wanted
tried
to
watch
was Salt. And I finally watched it. They had another one with subtitles. And if subtitles. You could do it without the, if you could just, you know, ignore the subtitles, you could watch it without it dying every 10 minutes.
It's just pretty lame because, you know, they go and they give you a movie that everybody wants to watch. And that's listener Simon, by the way, with British Airlines.
Yes, thank you, Simon.
You're right. Everybody wanted to watch. I've seen so many people around me frustrated. When you're really tall and your head sticks up over everybody else, you see all this stuff besides having your shoulder blades into the headrest. You get to watch everybody what everybody else has seen.
So the first 30 minutes, it took me like 2 hours to watch the first 30 minutes because it kept stopping. And then I kept looking at the menu, and I was like, huh, there's one with subtitles. Let's try that one. And that one played beautifully.
I wish I would have known to tell everyone around me because they were all very frustrated smacking on the thing. And
I destroy my own frustration.
I destroy my own frustration?
Yes.
Good. I don't know what that means, but I'm glad.
You get frustrated and you destroy it yourself. You don't just keep being frustrated. You find a solution to take your frustration away. I destroy it.
Well, if you could package that, you could make a lot of money.
Okay, there you go. Let's package the destruction of frustration.
Frustration destroyed.
Any other thanks?
I don't know. Thanks. Probably, but...
We should thank Mr. Bauman for his party after the game. And
what was really cool
it was
about
cool
that,
meeting,
but finally
Cecil
getting
Martin.
To spend time with Cecil Martin, yep. Sean Gayle, Kevin Cadle. Kevin is great.
Yeah, and gave us the opportunity to chit chat with offensive coordinator Mike Johnson.
It
was
funny.
Really cool.
Well, and I got to tell Mike Johnson my story about the press conference where I'm like, what up with the defense on the naked bootleg? And Mike seemed to really enjoy that story quite a bit, being the offensive coordinator. Yeah,
that was.
Yeah, they didn't defend that as well as I thought they might. But we had Troy, so we knew what was going to happen, which was he was going to make it no matter what.
Yeah,
didn't know they'd make it so easy on us.
My first comment to him was, good for you for unleashing Troy Smith today. And he was like, yeah, it was good, wasn't it? And I was like, it was, Mike. I'm like, so I got a question for you off the record if you want it. He's like, it could be on the record. I'm good. And I was like, so what are you going to do in 2 weeks after the bye week at the quarterback position? Tough decision, huh? He's like, I don't got a tough decision. I'm like, all right, thanks, Mike.
Oh, my gosh. So what he's inferring is Singletary is a tough decision. Yeah,
well, either that
but he's
or
pretty confident
he's gonna
of what
be,
the decision will be.
Exactly. Yeah, it will be interesting.
Sorry, Alex, we think you're done. And David,
probably going to be on the waiver wire soon.
What a popular day for waiver
Let's
wires.
Let's talk about that before we get to some games. So apparently, as we're coming back from Mario London, we get a tweet that the Minnesota Vikings have decided to get rid of Randy Moss. Now, I'm like, oh, hold on.
That can't be.
Are you kidding? They just gave away a third-round pick. Not going to happen. And it goes back and forth all night, the night before we leave.
That's right.
That, that he's not on the waiver wire. He wasn't on the list, but apparently Chili... And when you let your players start calling you Chili, I think that's the mistake right there. But anyways, Chili had a meeting with the players, letting them know that they were going to release Randy Moss, and they got back to Moss. Moss didn't even make the trip back with the team, back to Minnesota. He stayed in New England to take care of personal items. They didn't say what that was.
I know what it was, Steven, actually, I found out.
Yes.
He had his black Boston Red Sox cap, and he wanted to get the traditional navy one.
That wasn't it.
Well, what are you doing at a press conference when your team just finishes losing to the New England Patriots, and you go to the podium wearing a Boston Red Sox cap?
And then you start stating
and then all
how
you
much
say
you
is
love
how much you love all the guys in that locker room,
the team,
how much you miss them. And how much you wish you could be with them and how great they are. And there's nothing but positive things you have to say about the team that just beat you.
Yeah, that one
there's polite and there's sucking up and there's just trying to get yourself fired.
Yeah, well, he got himself fired because we did land. And sure enough, his name did wind up on the waiver wire.
Sure did. And he was not unemployed very long.
No. Well, there was only one team.
That is fascinating to me.
Only
one team put a claim in.
That put a claim in, and that was the Tennessee Titans.
So guess what, Titans, you win.
Awarded the player known as Randy Moss.
Steven, two questions.
Three. I'll give you three.
I only have two. Okay. It would be hard for me to come up with a third. I'm sorry.
All right, well, I was giving you three if you wanted them.
Why? Okay, maybe I do have a third.
All right.
Why Tennessee?
Well, the Tennessee Titans have been wanting a big-time wide receiver for a while now, and this made sense for them, especially with Kenny Britt going down last weekend in San Diego. First play of the game, he goes for a pass. He messes up his leg. He's going to miss an extensive period of time, maybe 4 to 5 weeks, which leaves them very thin at the wide receiver position.
But that's why Minnesota went and got him, because Sidney Rice was not available.
Yes, but guess who's back at practice today?
Sidney Rice?
Yeah.
There you go. Well, isn't that a coincidence?
Kawinky-dinky!
Isn't that a coincidence? Because, I'm sorry, in this point in his career, Randy Moss does one thing, and he does it when he feels like it.
Yes.
And that is to run the deep route.
When he feels like it. I think that for the Tennessee Titans, it makes sense, because he will now command, regardless of whether anybody believes he can do it or not, he still commands double coverage.
When he wants to, he can turn it on.
And if you don't want, if you're going to single up Randy Moss,
yeah,
he's going to toast you.
He will absolutely toast you.
So defenses are now going to have to cover him a little bit differently, which now opens a little bit more running room for Chris Johnson.
Right.
Nate Washington, who was stupid enough to say he didn't like the Tennessee Titans acquiring Randy Moss.
I think he just knew it was going to affect his playing time.
No, Nate, right now while Kenny Britt is injured, it's actually going to help you.
Yeah.
Because now you
guess
don't have to.
Guess who's the guy not being doubled?
Yeah, you.
That'd be you.
Oh, and by the way, in case you haven't noticed, you are a deep threat yourself. He's only going to help you be better. I don't know why you're complaining.
Here's his quote. I'm going to speak up and say that we have so many good young guys. We aren't individuals. We have a team goal in mind. And he, part of it is, I don't think he's a team guy. And you're absolutely right, Nate. But that doesn't mean he doesn't make your team better.
Yeah, yeah. I agree with finding out that Randy Moss is really not the team guy that everybody wants in the locker room. Sure. But does he make the Tennessee Titans offense better? Yes.
Yeah.
So it makes sense for Tennessee. And really, I was just actually sitting all night. Literally, I was up all night like this. Please, Jerry, don't put a waiver claim in. Please, Jerry, please don't put a waiver claim in. I know you let him go and you think that you should have gotten him. Please, Jerry, don't put a waiver claim in. Please, Jerry. And literally, I think that.
Becoming autistic boy.
Yeah. And I think that those vibrations reached Jerry Jones. He didn't put a waiver claim in.
It's a good thing he rocked well then, because I think it was really the rocking
was it
movement that probably did it to him.
Yes.
And thank goodness you didn't have a squeaky chair that night that you set up doing that, because it would have bothered me and wouldn't have let me sleep.
Would have bothered a lot of people. I'm glad to be back. The girls were so great, you know, to get the big hugs and the squeezies where you can't breathe anymore.
I think that Dorothy said it best. There's no place like home.
There is no place like home. Although London could be home. I'm deciding right now it could be.
Yeah. I don't know. I got off the plane and it was nice and warm, and I liked feeling warm.
You know what? It's funny because people looked at me weird and stuff, but all day Monday, I should say all day, really, like all
24 hours.
No, all day Monday for the few hours we were awake, because we didn't wake up till what? I didn't wake up Monday till what, 1?
You woke up at 1 and then went back to sleep.
But I didn't go to sleep that much.
I didn't know. I just took off.
Yeah,
you
took off, and I went.
Because I actually woke up at 11 and waited for you for a little while, and I said, he needs his rest. I'm out.
I know. I was
Well, and you had stayed up much later than I.
Yes, because I watched the whole football game.
Well, I saw the whole game, but I went to bed immediately.
Yeah. No, and so anyways, I was out in. No, but probably half hour after you left, I was in the shower. And but then the thing is, I went out on the town in my black Under Armour shorts, and tennis shoes, and a long-sleeve T-shirt. I mean, long-sleeve Dallas Cowboy T-shirt. And, you know, no coat, no jacket, no nothing. And people were all bundled up like it was freezing.
People in much of the world dress according to the calendar.
I was like, it's not that cold, dog.
It was after November. It's in November, and so this is how you dress in November.
So is that why I got the crazy looks? Like, yes. You're in shorts,
you're
dude?
Not cooperating. Yeah. And when I was in...
I'm not cooperating. I just want to be comfortable, and I was comfortable in shorts.
I'm in Kazakhstan,
yes,
and it was April.
He's in Kazakhstan.
I'm in my sister, second most famous prostitute in Kazakhstan. Borat love. Anyway, I'm in Kazakhstan
we
and
need
it's
some
April.
Borat,
we do.
Lines
we absolutely
on the show.
High five. High five.
Not. This is black. Not.
So.
No, you gotta. There's a pause. There's a pause. You gotta wait. Okay.
This is black.
Not.
Not quite that long a pause.
Oh, okay, we need some quote people. And, let's get our people. Wasn't there a woman out there who wanted to be our intern?
The second
intern?
Most famous prostitute in Kazakhstan.
She wanted to be our intern. No,
yes,
we met her at the commission.
She was
did
fantastic.
Did you get a card from her?
No. She was great.
She
you
was.
You know, there
she
are so many talented young
us,
people
man.
Out there.
Yeah.
You guys who are out there who are in your early 20s and just giving away your talents and abilities to build the relationships. And that is the way to get someone
that is,
in life.
That is. By the way, off. By the way, Jason, I texted Jason tonight. Yo, we need your email, dog. And he was, you could not believe how thankful was Jason. I'll show you the text that we got back from him. He was very, very thankful. She's like, I can't believe you guys were in England and you thought of, you took just a second to even think of me. He thought that was the coolest thing.
I know. I got that a lot. Like, why are you spending all this time talking to me? Because we would appreciate if somebody did it for us. I mean, it's the do unto others kind of philosophy.
Yeah.
That if you abide by, things tend to go pretty well.
Yeah. So, and it's cool. You know what? First of all, I mean, and not just so much all of the, you know, drink buying, you know, because we do get a lot of...
Or pictures in the case of me. And I'm not talking photographic.
Yeah, stuff, you know. And Chris, the detective, man, that cat is cool. And literally, seriously, Chris, I know you're listening. I cannot believe you were in L.A. I can't believe you were in Pasadena and you didn't call us up, man. You come back to Pasadena next year for the second for the conference again. You better call us up. It's our turn to show you around.
Yeah.
I really appreciate that. But he, you know, just everybody was so, and the dudes from Finland,
yeah.
Who came all the way from Finland for the game,
yeah.
and he was so loud, man. The dude was loud. He couldn't believe that he was hanging out with us. I still think it's just so weird, you know, that people are happy that they're hanging out with us. I don't know what it is. It's us. Maybe it's just because I'm nobody.
Well, we know that we're nobody, but that's fine. But we're not nobody to everybody.
That's true.
We're nobody in our brains, and we're somebody to other people, and that's cool.
These two cats from Finland, that was good. They're like, you ever come to the Finland, and I will take care of you. And I was like, I'm sure you will, man.
But there's no way I'm getting to Finland.
Yeah, I don't know why I would ever go to Finland, but if I'm there, I'm calling you, dog.
So I'm going to try and finish some stories here. So
please.
Dressing via the calendar.
Yes.
It's April. I'm in Kazakhstan, and it is blowing snow. Okay, it's not just snowing, but there is wind. So I go and I pull out my Sovietchera, Russian fur cap.
Ooh, that's not good. You're in
Kazakhstan. No, it's April.
But you're in Kazakhstan.
Well, forget
man.
The fact that I had to learn the phrase "Нет русский американский." I'm not Russian.
I'm American.
That's
right.
Very important because they don't like the Russians.
But you can't be wearing a Russian cap.
You
in
don't
Kazakhstan.
Wear fur caps. Yes, they all wear them in January and February and. Into the first week of March.
Right.
It was April.
But not in April.
Not in April. Right. I'm like,
so wait a minute. So even though it's snowing, they're not going to put a hat on?
And wind blowing. So blowing snow.
Yeah.
They're not going to wear a hat because it's April. You wear a little overcoat. That's all.
No.
And I'm wearing a full-on wool top coat.
I'm not
a fur hat because you know why? I'm toasty warm.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell the rest of the world that they're stupid. But you're stupid. I mean, if you look,
if you dress via the calendar, first of all, you can't
if
live
it's
in L.A.
April
you can't live
and
in
it's
L.A.
Snowing.
Because
you know what I'm wearing?
Yeah,
I'm a big old jacket
and a big old fur hat that covers
and
your
a
ears.
Scarf that covers. Then you're just gonna see my eyes.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be. That's how warm I'm gonna be. I'm gonna wear some gloves, and I'm gonna be in the big old boots, snow boots, and I'm gonna be warm. And I'm gonna look at you like
everybody in London was wearing a warm coat, but not a super warm coat.
Yeah.
and a scarf.
Yes.
And a
and
hat.
I saw a lot of gloves.
And gloves were starting to come out. Because,
they looked at me
it's
like,
the beginning of November.
They looked at me like, you're not only from not here, you are like from so not here.
Yeah.
And I was like.
And they wear it on the tube where it's like 85 degrees and they're not sweating.
Yeah, no.
Are there pores sealed clothes?
Maybe, because I would be sweating like a pig if I was wearing all that clothes and then in the tube and then there's no air.
I know.
I had to even stand up. I had to stand up by the door and
pull
the window
and open the window. Yes.
To have some air. Could you close it because it's loud? Are you kidding me?
Do you know how hot it is in here, man? And by the way, you're wearing a wool coat and a scarf and gloves and a hat. Could you take those off for me? Because you're making me hot.
Yeah, I'm looking at you and I'm sweating. Oh, man. It's crazy. But so they dress according
to
the calendar.
Absolutely.
And not to the weather.
Which, again,
I'm so accustomed to, I wake up in the morning, I look at the weather little thingy on my computer, and it tells me the weather is bing. And then that's how I dress.
And that is because you live in Southern California. Where right. See, here's the thing. Today in Southern California, it was 98 degrees.
Yes, it was very hot.
A week ago in Southern California, it was 55.
Well, that's called El Nino effect.
It's also called L.A.
Right.
You don't know what you're going to get
in
the spring and the fall.
So I'm sorry if you're telling me I must dress according to the calendar. It's November, so I got to wear like a trench and stuff and be out there with some gloves and a hat and a scarf. Are you kidding me? It's 95.
How about Sunday night after the game at Wembley where the air temperature was 48.
95.
And the wind is blowing.
Yeah.
You know what?
Cool.
You wear as much warm clothes as you got.
I was cool, though.
I had to open my umbrella to block the wind.
You did. That was
it wasn't even rainy. And I'm like, everyone's going to think I'm stupid because it's not rainy.
I had my trench on my suit, over my suit. So I was
I didn't know the
warm.
Press box was outside.
I'm very sorry. I should have warned you.
Like you knew.
I didn't, but I should have warned you anyways.
That it could have been.
There's a possibility.
And I would have said it's a new stadium. There's no way. If Candlestick has a glassed-in press box and that place is 275 years old, then trust me, the new Wembley Stadium is going to have a glassed-in press box.
We knew, we have been at a bunch of new stadiums lately.
Yes, we have.
All been,
lovely. Yes, 3-inch thick glass, hermetically sealed.
I almost can't even hear the crowd.
The crowd. Well, that was because it was the Giants. We didn't know. It was a Jets game. We could hear
the Jets. That's right.
But
Cowboys Stadium. We were behind the glass and stuff. But
we haven't attended a game yet.
That's right.
So we don't know how thick the glass is.
You're right. Good point.
Won't be till the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl. Speaking
25.
Of a Super Bowl, man. We're not going to say anything yet. But
the Cowboys won't be making it.
Man, why you got why?
Because it's in Dallas. We were just talking about
why
the Cowboys Stadium.
We're talking about Cowboys Stadium. I said nothing about the Cowboys going to the Super Bowl.
Right.
Why you gotta hit a man
because
when it's
you've
down.
Been such a man
why
about this
do
whole
you
thing?
Gotta hit a horse when it's down?
I don't hit
why
a horse when it's down.
Kill,
I beat a horse when it's down.
Beat a dying horse
it's so
when
different.
It's dead. Isn't that it? What's the say?
Don't beat a dying
a
dead
horse
thing.
Don't beat a dead horse.
Don't bite a dead horse.
Why are you beating a dead horse?
I like don't bite a dead horse. That's just good advice. Period.
Yeah, don't bite anything that's dead.
Well, unless it's called dinner.
Well, then at
I
that point,
had chicken tonight. It was quite good.
Yes, it was dead, but it was cooked.
If I didn't bite it, I'd have to put it in the blender and puree
it. Was it cooked?
Oh, heavens, yes.
Yes.
Spicy and yummy.
Oh, spicy. Huh? Gazitan.
My sister, second most hot prostitute.
Let's have any sexy time.
We make sexy time.
Make sexy time. Oh, gosh.
His phraseology is fantastic. Antonio Gates, tight end, Chargers.
Wait, so that's all you got to say about Moss? No Moss,
well,
no
I had
Moss.
I had three questions.
I had Texans. Yeah, and I answered that one. So
and then
question.
It was, why? That's all I had.
Why? Well, I'll tell you why. Because the Minnesota Vikings are
they
being
screwed up,
run
didn't they?
Into the ground.
Yeah, they are.
You don't give away a third round
draft pick for
if
a
you don't
week
at
rental.
Least feel. This guy's going to help you throughout the entire season.
Yeah, you don't rent a player for three, 4 weeks.
That's, you know what? That actually almost is just as bad as when they traded him away originally to the Oakland Raiders.
Yeah.
NFL Ransom Raiders Part 2. We're just starting it right here. That is.
There's not even enough people left here in the stands for a good boot.
I clicked wrong.
Well, I tell you what. So even if, even if, and I know, as a matter even of fact, short of the Minnesota Vikings winning the Super Bowl,
right?
Chili's out of job.
Oh, sure.
He's got to be out of job.
Sure.
Right? You can't make that many mistakes and still have a job after the season.
Well, and it's not like his mistakes are limited to personnel moves.
Now, fortunately for him, there's not really any one team that has been spectacularly running away with the division in the North. So it's not like they're out of it. But they don't just need to get to the playoffs. They need to win the Super Bowl.
Right.
For him to stick around. That's the only way he stays. And even then, he wins the Super Bowl, and I'm like, yeah, I'm going to think.
We're still going to think about it.
Give me a couple weeks. Give me weeks to think about it, and I'll come back and talk to you.
This is the only team that fired a coach after winning the Super Bowl.
Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
Although it wasn't really fired. I think it was a mutual
parting.
It was Jimmy Johnson was like, hey, you know, this is going to happen. Jerry Jones was like, you know, this is going to happen. And they're like, you know, see you later. Bye. After winning two Super Bowls in a row, back to back. And Jerry and Jimmy called it. You know, I still say those two stick around together. They win 5-6 in a row.
But you know what? When you have strong personalities that are really good at what they do, it's hard to sometimes make it work.
It's called the animal magnetism.
Is it? Well, what I was hoping to do is when you said that it was like Rancor Raves 2.0, yes. I was going to do the intro again. But I was clicked over to the cart, and that made the guy
then,
play.
Yeah,
the
and then
play.
He started.
Sorry, my bad. It was a joke gone bad. What are you going to do?
Jokes go bad.
Yep. I was going to talk about Antonio Gates, though. Unfortunately, tore his plantar fascia in the right foot during week 8, and he...
No, what?
Yeah,
what?
I'm just trying to give you news.
Don't give me bad news, man.
Oh, don't
I got
bad
Gates
news.
Everywhere.
Yeah, so do I. And
tight end Gates.
Yeah. No, the other one.
Well, there is another one.
In San Diego?
No.
I said San Diego.
Oh, you did say San Diego.
And I said San Diego, tight end.
Okay.
Antonio Gates. So it is
I haven't
torn.
Even seen that. Where did you see that?
This is on rotoworld.com.
Those guys are usually right.
Yep. NBC Sports. Well, because they pull it from real. This is from the San Diego Union Tribune. Yeah. They go with the
Union Trib. They go with all the beat writers.
They go with
we're
the beat writers,
to
which is what we tell you
to
do. Which is why I read RotoWorld, because they just list the beat writers. So he tore the plantar fascia in his right foot during week 8, the foot opposite the left toe. And ankle injuries have
hobbled
in the past 2 weeks.
So now he's got ankles and toes and plantar fasciitis.
Well, plantar fasciitis
feet.
Is a tear. This is is a strain.
Yes.
This is a tear. That's really bad. So he's now got significant injuries on both feet. He got a medical opinion on the plantar fasciitis last May, but hasn't been a regular season problem until now. So my right foot was on fire, said Gates, who suffered the new injury in the second half of last Sunday's win, and many people find it difficult to walk for multiple weeks after popping their plantar. Predicted foot specialist Dr. Philip Kwong says this, it's going to be really tough to play with any proficiency this Sunday. The injury will make it difficult for him to push off and be explosive. Gates appears to be in real danger of missing week 9.
Okay, so what you're telling me is going to week 9... You're going to have no Malcolm Floyd. That's your number one wide receiver.
And no V-Jax.
You're
going to
have no Legadu Nani. That's your number two wide receiver. You're not going to have Antonio Gates. That's your number one. That's your leading receiver.
Really
and by the way, he's not just the leading receiver. He's the number three receiver of all receivers in the league, regardless of position and yards.
There you go.
You still don't have V-Jax because even though he's signed back with the team, he can't play for a while.
2 more weeks.
Okay.
So as I look at my picks.
And you got to go on the road to Houston.
Play Houston where you're going to lose.
And beat the Texans.
I've already made my pick there, just known to the public, where you're going to lose. Phillip Rivers is good.
I don't know if they're losing, though.
Yeah.
But that's a lot.
It makes it more difficult.
It does make it difficult. Houston has been awful at home this year.
They have.
Outside of
that
week one beatdown of Indianapolis.
Well, they went all in. That was their Super Bowl, as we said.
It was.
And they've looked like doo-doo ever since.
Doo-doo-doo-doo.
Da-da-da-da. That's all I want to say to you.
Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
So, DHB limited Raiders practice on Wednesday with a shoulder, which is too bad because the Raiders are really playing. How about them Raiders, Steven? How about them Raiders?
Okay. Don't ever say, how about them Raiders ever again.
Why? What's going to happen?
I might punch you.
I've heard that so many times. How about them Raiders? What's wrong with that? They're playing well. Hats off to them.
The only term that should ever be applied with how about them is Cowboys.
Oh.
Because Jimmy Johnson's.
Okay. How about them Cowboys?
They suck right now.
Okay.
So if you want to ask me how are the Oakland Raiders doing or how do the Oakland Raiders look, yeah, but don't ever say how about them Raiders.
And he actually trademarked.
As a matter
of fact,
don't ever say how about them any other team other than Cowboys.
I'll do what I like. Thanks.
All right.
Kevin Smith Limited.
Don't expect me to answer the question.
Okay.
All right.
I will answer it myself.
There you go.
How about them? They're on fire right now.
No, they're not.
So in the continued running back search.
They beat a crappy Denver Bronco team and a crappy Seattle Seahawks team.
Seattle's not crappy every week, just some weeks.
No, they're crappy on the road. They're great at home. Crappy on the road.
They won a road game.
Yeah.
Convincingly.
Yeah. Who they beat?
I don't remember, but it was a good game.
So speaking of waiver wire, waiver wires. Yeah, it was the Bears, barely.
A merry man.
Buffalo Bills
are now the proud possessors. Of a merry man.
Also, they went to the waiver wire. Now, here was a guy who actually four teams put in a waiver wire claim for him.
See, I would have thought it would have been opposite on Moss, that there would have been four teams put a claim on Moss.
Well,
one team
what does that tell you about this situation? That four teams would put in a claim for Merriman. The Bills get him because they're the worst team.
They haven't won a game yet.
They're number one on the waiver wire list. And only one, Tennessee, put in the claim for Randy Moss.
And pretty much anybody else could have had them because Tennessee's like 16th, 17th,
18th,
you know.
19th. They're further
yeah,
19th. Down.
I think they're 19th.
Yeah, they're 19th.
So it's like anyone else could have had them practically, but nobody wanted them.
There you go.
Nobody wants them.
Rams, who need a wide receiver pass on him?
Yeah. I don't know. It's kind of fascinating.
Dolphins, who apparently Brandon Marshall at one point was lobbying them to go and get him.
Yep. I did like all the jokes about Cincinnati that they should do it, then they could have the trio divas.
Oh, can you imagine? T.O. You
got three guys.
Randy Moss.
That Carson Palmer can't find.
Ooh, that's bad.
That's true.
That is so bad. How far has Carson Palmer fallen?
This is just coming in from the Titans Insider that, according to a league source, Terry McCormick, Kenny Britt's hamstring could cost him the next 6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah, I said 5 to 6. So.
This is exactly why you go out and get Randy Moss.
So, Jeffrey, my understanding is that Sean Merriman will now change his lights out to lights on.
That might help his play.
Hopefully, he's hoping that by turning the lights on, the Buffalo Bills will be able to see what the hell they're doing.
Nice. That's a good one.
Yeah, thank you. I can claim that one by myself.
I like that.
But yeah, so that's.
I don't know that they want to see what's going on up there. I think
we
they like
see.
It.
Lights on.
We like the dark.
On. He does a little shaky dance.
No. We need the lights off because we like it in the dark
because
it's a mess.
Yes, the lights on. Oh, poor Buffalo. But I'm not sure. I've looked at their schedule.
Well, this is their first game in Toronto, weekend.
And it's probably their only chance they're going to get. They got the Chicago Bears.
I'm actually leaning towards taking them this week.
I would advise against it.
Really?
Yes.
You know what I think of the Bears?
Yes, but Jeffrey.
The Bears are who I thought they were.
This Toronto home game has not been kind to Buffalo.
That's true. It tends to be a home team for the opposition.
Yes.
Which Bears fans travel well, and they are numerous, and they are aplenty all over the place. Sidney Rice not expected to play in Week 9, according to the Minneapolis Star Tribune.
But he has been practicing.
He has been practicing, and he's off the PUP list officially. And it was very strange. Someone said the PUP list, an announcer.
Yeah.
Said the PUP list instead of the PUP list.
If you're afraid to say PUP because you maybe have a puppy that you were partial to when you were growing up as a kid.
And you're very traumatized. Yes, it's the PUP list.
Okay.
It's not the PUP list. I take umbrage with that.
Jeffrey, so Roger Goodell has met with a player.
Commissioner Goodell has met with a player.
Don't look up at my screen.
I know exactly who he's met with.
Yeah.
No, and this was a meeting long time coming. I want to say Marvin Harrison, but it's not. It's
James Harrison. Yes.
Well, James Harrison has been very critical of the league's handling of the newfound focus on head-to-head, helmet-to-helmet contact, and he's been very upset and vocal about how upset he's been. And Commissioner Goodell, being like he is, fine, let's sit down and talk about it, son, because I'm not going to air our laundry out here in the public. So let's sit down and have a talk about
this.
Well,
apparently this past weekend, Harrison had another...
He did.
Close encounter.
Close encounter of the worst kind.
Yes. Helmet to helmet. And they're set to meet. And apparently Troy Polamalu has criticized the league, not necessarily the commissioner himself, but the league, about what he says that this new policy is causing paranoia around the league.
You know, if it is,
it's causing paranoia.
Jeff. If it is causing paranoia, why are you looking at me like that? You shouldn't be thinking those things about me.
See?
No, but if the league is playing paranoid, if the defensive players especially are playing paranoid, I would hate to see what Polamalu plays like when he's not paranoid. Because he is hitting harder than ever, and he is flying to the football faster than ever, and he is more omnipresent than ever. So Troy, maybe he's seeing it in teammates, but he can't be seeing it in himself, because I don't see it. Polamalu is playing as hard as ever.
Yeah. Well, Harrison continues to insist that he's
done nothing wrong.
The defensive players, you know, shouldn't be held accountable when, you know, offensive players duck their heads.
I would agree with that.
I've already made my decision to go right here at the chest. And if a an offensive player
decides to
put his head there, how am I supposed to change that?
Don't know. Don't know. I would love to be a fly on the wall at the meeting.
That's going to be a very interesting one.
I think that actually happened. Did it happen? Today.
Because I can't see that it actually happened.
Okay.
But maybe it did.
So Tom Cable has this to say, Stephen.
Yeah, I can address it. It's an internal issue that we...
And that is about whom his quarterback will be, and he's decided that he'll let us know on Friday.
Well, what he decided today was, during practice, he split the reps between both quarterbacks.
Campbell and Gradkowski.
So what you're saying to both of your quarterbacks is, show me what you got in practice. I have seen all of your performances. The last two games, we've destroyed teams. Jason Campbell was on the field.
Yeah.
But I've been saying for the last 4 weeks that when Bruce Gradkowski gets healthy, he's my starting quarterback.
Duh.
He is.
Yeah, you're riding a wave of success that is unprecedented since your 2002 Super Bowl. I just have a suggestion for you, Tom. Play the hot hand, babe. Play the hot hand. Respect the hot hand. Respect the man that you brought in to lead this team.
I tell you who the quarterback is. And if he's healthy, it's Bruce Gradkowski.
Okay, Bruce. I would start Jason Campbell because that's why you went and got him. And Gradkowski has been nothing but a backup his entire career.
Well, speaking of backup quarterbacks, the Arizona Cardinals have decided to make Max Hall a backup again.
Oh, my gosh. They're going with Drek again.
Drek.
You know, you got to wonder at some point.
Made a Halloween movie that my daughters recorded and have been watching called Scared Drekless.
Nice.
Actually, Shrekless.
Shrekless.
Yes. It's quite humorous, actually.
We didn't get a chance to play this while you're doing that.
Okay. Yeah, anyway, so seriously.
Seriously.
You're going back to Drek.
I got to wonder if at some point they don't just go get Matt Leinart back from the Texans and go, you know what? You know, this isn't working. Maybe Matt's not as bad as we thought he was.
Well, apparently they have a campaign of getting everybody on Twitter to tweet to Kurt Warner to please come back and finish the season for the Arizona Cardinals, to which literally almost every day I see on Twitter a reply back from Kurt Warner. Look, people, I'm retired. I love you. I left it all out on the field. I'm not coming back to play anymore. Literally, he is getting bombarded almost every day by Larry Fitzgerald has Arizona fans tweeting to Kurt Warner, asking
him
to please
come back.
It's going to
become a complete conflict of interest because 1 week from tomorrow night, Stephen, Football Night in America Thursday edition begins on NFL Network. Thursday Night Football kicks off a week from tomorrow night. Cannot wait. And in the booth will be Kurt Warner.
Kurt.
We'll be announcing the games, and yes, we'll be part of the studio team and things. And he's
Does
got
Arizona
a gig, and he's very happy.
Night?
No. But they do in a couple weeks, if I'm not mistaken. And he's just, look, he's moved on with his life, and he seems pretty dang happy with moving on with his life.
Yes.
And I say let him rest. Let the man be
All
with his
right.
family.
And finally, before we get to our picks for week 9, the tight end for the Green Bay Packers, Jermichael Finley.
You're Michael Finley.
Yes, Jermichael Finley.
No, you're Michael.
He needed a second operation on his knee for an infection. Why is it that when people have surgeries, they get infected? I haven't had many surgeries in my life. I've only had a couple. But I've never had to go back in to clean an infection.
And I've had three surgeries in my life, and never once did anything get infected.
Yes.
And I would think that these elite athletes could possibly get better care than we get.
Exactly.
Although we do know that the Cleveland Browns, wasn't it them that had the little hygienic issues around their locker room?
Yes, they were responsible for 13 staff infections over the course of 18 months or something.
Everyone named
like
staff
that.
Got sick.
Yes.
That's just wrong.
Apparently
you shouldn't
they
get
hired
sick just because your name.
Way too many people by the name of staff.
Or maybe it was their entire staff that got infected.
Something like
I,
that.
I can't keep a track. I'm not a doctor, but I
Damn it, Jim,
one
I'm
on
not
TV.
A doctor.
I'm a scientist, not a doctor. Aren't they similar?
Oh, man. So I think that's it. I just really...
We got Ernie Sims getting fined $50,000 for striking defenseless receiver.
And it was 50 because he was a repeat offender.
There you go.
Yes.
You're in that happy club with Harrison.
Don't be a repeat offender.
And V-Jax has passed his post-concussion... Sorry, V-Jax. Not wrong one. D-Jax, DeSean Jackson, has passed his post-concussion test.
Yes.
And is expected to be with the Eagles this week, which is cool. And I think that's it for the news, Stephen. People said that we had so much to talk about and that we would never be able to get through it all. And
well,
you guys were wrong.
We've only been talking for already an hour and 22 minutes.
Oh, wow. That's really... Time goes fast when you're having fun.
And now we need to make picks. It's going to be really fast.
Predictions!
I'm going to tell you the two teams, where they're playing... And then you're going to tell me your pick, and then I'll tell you my pick, and then we'll go home and get some sleep. How about that?
Sleep?
Yes.
Sleep?
What, you don't want sleep?
I told you. It just seems inconceivable.
I think we should get sleep.
I was waiting for Emma.
It didn't feel right.
It didn't feel right. It doesn't have to feel right. You have the most popular sound that's ever been created for, forget NFL rants and raves, in the world.
Wow.
And you sit there and you hold it in as your own little special, special precious that you won't share with freaking anybody, including your family. And your daughter's the one who gave it to you.
It's your own special, special precious.
It's your precious.
I suspect that
and
in
it
a
didn't
minute,
feel right.
It didn't. It
You're
didn't.
Waiting for picks, so then you can go, what?
Yes.
And we cannot get any more emails. I'm sorry. I'm putting my foot down about emails requesting that sound. I don't have it, okay?
So until you get it,
nobody else gets it.
Nobody gets it until Jeff gets it.
And then it's going to show donors, okay?
Yes.
And then we'll see from there. But do not sit here and send me an email. I've never heard from you before in my life. Send me this sound because I have one answer for you. No. Okay?
I'm sorry. I didn't know I had created such a little monster with the sound.
Dude, you've created a phenomenon. I want the Emma app.
So
my
you know
God.
What I'm
going to
do.
Photo,
what I'm
hold
doing
on.
This
the photo
week,
that I got.
Of her, of Darth Vader?
That's not good enough.
Right.
It's in the context of her big cousins.
Yes.
Dee Dee emails me on Halloween. The kids dressed up. Jordan spent $30 on that costume.
Really?
He was Luigi.
It was pretty cool.
He was Luigi from Mario Brothers. But he was going to a cool party, and he was the hit of the party.
Right, right.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know if anyone actually hit him.
Yeah,
like Luigi might get
hit. Right.
But he was a huge hit at the party, dressed as Luigi with a giant mustache and everything.
See, I'm sad I wasn't here because I would have actually given him the Luigi pose. Luigi Pose from Mario Bros.
Okay.
I would have given it to him.
Well, he would have learned it and he would have done it, but he was hit at the party. So Didi sends me an email with all the kids' pictures. And as email works, you know, you see the top of the photo. So right. I see Jordan and I see Kara, who's, by the way, they just had their physicals today. So Kara is 5'8 now.
Wow.
115 pounds. How many girls want to be 5'8, 115, pure muscle? Raise your hands, ladies.
Yeah.
My goodness. And Jordan has not put on an ounce since his last physical a year and a half ago. He is still 6'2", 150. He's pumping the iron, but he needs to add protein to his diet.
Yes.
So, because, and maybe this will now convince him because he was with the doctor. So, we've got my kids here as they're taller. And so, I'm scrolling down because Kara went as a ninja ballerina, this thing that she invented. She wanted to be a ninja and a ballerina.
So the top part was a ninja where you only see her eyes through this little slit, black.
And, you know, a lot of people thought she was a Muslim woman and she was being insensitive. She's like, no, I'm a ninja. And I said, ah, okay. And then right at the waist, she has a pink tutu.
Yes.
Little pink tutu ballerina thing. And she looked hilarious. And then black leggings. And she looked very, very funny as this little ninja ballerina. And so I need to see the ballerina skirt to see the full look of the ninja. So I scroll down. And then I start to see this plastic helmet next to Kara at her pink skirt.
Right.
My God, it's Darth Vader. It is Darth Vader was put into the incredible shrinking machine and came out as this little girl that looks exactly like Darth Vader.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, let me tell you, she apparently, the biggest line of Halloween was as they're going around trick-or-treating. Here comes a parent pushing this little kid in a stroller. And Emma stops them and looks into the cart at the kid.
And the kid starts choking?
And she goes to the kid, I am Darth Vader. But I am the nice one. I will not hurt you. And then she walks off to the house to go trick-or-treating.
I just want to see somebody start choking around her.
I am Darth Vader. I am the nice one. I will not hurt you.
You're free to pass.
To just some random kid in the street.
But if you do not give me candy, you may find yourself writhing on the floor in pain.
Oh, gosh.
So it was the funniest picture, and that I will definitely send out to show brothers because that's just too fun to see the kids. None of our kids, you can't even make out what they are, so they're safe from any little predators out there because no one can admit to, you wouldn't even know who they are.
So we're taking that picture of Emma, right? We're going to put it, it's just going to be the picture, and there's going to be a whole bunch of little buttons down the side of the app.
Yeah.
And each button will have a different Emma wacky sayings.
Yes.
Oh,
can you ever pray? On there, oh my gosh, her dinner prayers are amazing. She made, you don't know this, Steven, she made our family, when we were watching her, when you guys took Elena to Universal Studios for her birthday, we had Emma for the day, and so it's dinner time, and she said, everybody hold hands. We're like, okay, well, that's everybody what we do, so that's fine, we hold hands. Okay. She said, I gotta pray. We're like,
she has to
okay.
go first.
Okay, that's fine. I was going to pray, but you're welcome to pray. And then I swore she was speaking in tongues. It was just, and I'm like, you know, according to 2 Corinthians or 1 Corinthians, it's not proper for someone to speak in tongues and not have an interpreter present.
I see.
I don't like to be doctrinally proficient, but you are underage, so I'll let it go.
She was not speaking
She
in
was
tongues.
Not, because then I started understanding, much like the guy from King of the Hill.
Right.
And Kenny from South Park. Once you start to understand
what they're saying.
There's actually words in there.
Yes.
Thank you for school, and got play.
She probably said thank you for Charlie.
She didn't, actually. She didn't pray for Charlie.
Okay. Charlie didn't get one.
I feel badly for Charlie.
Every once in a while, he gets one at our house. You know, and
she was so. I got pray.
Thank you for playing with Natalie and Newton.
Everybody hold hand.
Yeah.
Everybody hold hand.
Yes, she loves.
Thank you for playing in school. Amen.
Yes. Did she have something about bedtime too? About
good sleepy time.
Sleepy times, yeah. Amen. Something about sleepy time, yeah.
Yeah. And so Kara had been in the bathroom. Then Kara comes out. Oh, I got pray.
Yeah.
You know, the food's getting cold, girl. So Eva prays, Eva says something else. I don't know what else she might say. There's some, I don't know, there's about five or six things. Steven's holding us all hostage.
Yeah.
We get people who basically say, if you could just please play that sound over and over, and if you guys would stop talking, then the world would be a better place.
What?
Exactly.
There you go. The world will be a better place. All right, so we're just gonna go.
What about a shout out to EP and to the Thriller Live?
Oh my gosh, because this is Thriller Live. So, anyways, EP, thank you for hooking us up with those tickets.
He was right, and the fact that we could have a year ago seen him,
breaks my heart. Yeah, I'm really angry.
Now I understand when he talked about being a younger Michael Jackson.
Yes,
he didn't mean that they age Michael Jackson through this show.
No.
He meant that vocally.
Yes.
Vocally. Because it takes an enormous cast to be Michael Jackson. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There's a little boy who was fantastic. What was his name? His first name? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
It was like Deshaun or something, the program. But we had a young man making his West End debut.
Yes.
And it was amazing. The kid was fantastic.
It was amazing. We had his family, mom, dad, and his sisters. Right behind us.
You know how you know it's someone's family?
Oh,
because after every giddy.
After every song, they were just like,
they were giddy.
I mean, it was really loud. Really
I'm like,
loud.
That's got to be his family. Because EP had told us that he was just starting that night, that they were starting a new cast member. As they do break it down by age, because when it's the Jackson 5,
right.
And he's a little kid singing,
You and I were made for love.
Hey, little kid was phenomenal.
He was great.
And just everybody was phenomenal.
What a great cast. And it was a party.
There was the one dude who really just sounded like him. I mean, he really.
Are you talking about the white guy?
To me,
the white guy was my favorite singer of the group.
Right.
Was the white guy, and then there was one dancer that, my gosh,
no, the
had
dancer
a lot of the
was
moves,
amazing.
But he didn't sing that well.
No.
And then they had two
there
gals
one,
singing.
No, the
three
the,
guys
the
and a partridge and a pear tree.
The bald singer.
Yeah, he was fantastic. He was the most rounded.
Yeah.
So he could pretty much, if he went to your party and did Michael Jackson, you'd be like, oh my gosh, you just channeled Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
They're like, no, we can actually do a little bit better on a couple of the songs if we bring in these singers.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. And the,
it took
and,
that many
and,
people to
you
do
know, the girl, the woman who
she
did.
She rocked.
She rocked. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Like the British American's flight 629 seated in row 10, seat C.
Oh, wow, you got the whole seat and stuff.
Did I? And those weren't C cups either.
No, double D's.
Probably.
Yeah.
And she wasn't in her chair. She was in her chair less than she was out of her chair.
She was out of
her
chair.
For a 12-hour flight.
She knew everybody
in the overhead compartment.
She knew everybody was looking. I'm sorry. She knew everybody and her dog that was all in that little cabin of ours. Because first of all, we had a little private cabin.
Well, we're in premium economy, which meant that we were not crammed in there with shoehorns.
Yes.
Mind you, we're not comfortable.
She knew everybody in that cabin.
The Swiss man seated next to me said,
everybody in this cabin who is male, you know you're looking up here, and you're going to like it, and I'm going to like it.
10C.
Yes. And she liked it.
The Swiss man seated next to me said, I believe I owe her money.
I was about to start throwing fives.
£5 or $5? Because it matters.
Well, that's right. Since I'm poor, I'm going to go with $5.
$5. Good choice. Good choice.
Yeah. £5 a little more expensive. Anyways, we are back.
Those are the stories we got for now.
Picks.
Trust me, more stories will come out,
of course.
And once I get to my reporter notebook, look out.
My picks have been god awful.
They've been god awful lately.
But
you got to get it back on track.
I suspect is this week, whatever you pick, that's what I'm picking.
Anything you pick, I will pick different. Now,
no, I'm picking the same.
Oh, you're going to follow the master. That's a good move.
I'm not following the master. Can I please
be the master for a little while?
No, you seem to have now. You seem to have channeled.
I've locked in the wackiness,
craziness of the season.
I smoked the weirdness of the season.
You did.
I am the smartest man alive.
Whatever weirdness is going on,
I smoked it and I caught it. I'm six, Steven, so you may not want to actually catch the weirdness, but I've caught the weirdness, and I nailed nine games last week.
So we're not even breaking down the game. We haven't had time. We just got back. We just got in last night, people.
Less than 24 hours ago, sit on the tarmac for an hour when we landed. After we've been
then,
on a flight where we started seated on the tarmac for an hour.
And then just, to make it fun, they decided to land three planes from London, one from China, and one from Japan.
And put all the luggage on the same carousel. Yes,
and then everybody's got to head for the customs line and get out.
I just like the multiple carousels. The luggage carousel seriously had two London flights on it. That was what was coming out. Thank
Jeff,
you.
Someone at the sky at the sports cafe,
sport cafe
party earned this. Do you remember?
Boob of the day.
I do, but I don't remember why.
Who was it? Who earned it?
I don't remember. Was it Cootie?
Cootie earned it.
What did he do?
I don't know.
That's so bad. Steven gave helicopter rides in the skybox at Sport Cafe.
And security actually came in and asked me to stop.
Mind you, we're high on the second story of a two-story facility where there's a plate glass window that falls all the way down to the first floor.
Yes.
And you're spinning people around after you've had a few shots.
I was the only sober person in the room.
I was sober.
Okay.
I was very sober.
Okay.
I don't know how. And I don't know how you were sober either, because people were giving us, apparently it's a cool thing to put Jägermeister inside Red Bull.
Yes, it's called a Jäger Bomb.
Jäger Bomb, whatever.
Jäger Bomb.
Didn't do much for me. I didn't think it was bad. I didn't think it was good. It was like, whatever. It's a little sweet. It's got a little tang to it. Whatever. I didn't particularly care for it.
I can't believe I actually did one.
You did three.
I did one, Jeffrey.
Did you?
Yes.
I saw you doing the other were tequila shots?
Yeah, just a little. Okay. And see, they were in these tequila shots.
Are their shot glasses smaller than ours?
Oh, my God. It was minuscule.
So their regular size beer is larger than our regular size beer. Their regular size sodas are half the size of our size sodas.
Right.
And their shots are half the size of our shots.
I would say a third of our shot.
Come on. And man up and get the shot size properly. That's how you make your drinks anyway. Three shots of this.
Three shots, and it was like, bing. I was like, that was nothing.
Yeah, it wasn't.
No, so anyways, the crazy thing was, somehow, do you remember how the girls got into the party?
The girls?
Yeah.
The girls? There were girls?
There were three.
And
there
was wives and significant others.
No, there were three girls.
And they were lovely. Oh, the picture that I took.
Yes, the picture that you took.
You're like, I can't believe you took a picture of these.
Yeah, so anyway, so one of the girls, it was her birthday. And after I had done
so, these
three,
are not show listeners.
They're not show
again,
listeners.
Again, you give helicopter rides to Cootie.
Okay.
And
so hold on. I gave one to Cootie because he said, we're getting ready to leave. Come on, let's do it for old time's sake. And I was like, all right, cool. So he goes. Then another listener, Dan, he's like, well, I want one. And so, okay. So I got to give. So then another listener came out. I forgot who the third one was. And I give him one. And then that's when security came in. It's like, yeah, you can't do no more. And I was like, but you see that girl right there? It's her birthday, and she wants one. So just one more, and then we'll be done?
No.
And he's like, okay, but just let me walk out of the room first.
Nice.
And so he walks
so
out.
So he can go tell his boss. Right. I told him.
Yeah. So he's like, yeah. No, this is how it happened. He looks over at the girl first, and he looks at me. He's like, okay,
but I'm going to walk out first. She is really hot, and I don't want to blow this for you.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened
there. It was the gentleman's code.
He looks at her, and he's like, all right, but just let me walk out of the room first. So he leaves, and I look at the camera, and I'm like, just one more, and then I'm done, okay? And then I gave her the helicopter ride, and it was her birthday, so she needed one. That's all.
That's all. That's all. Now, in this land of free associations and tangents,
next month and a half now.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
We met, and I said
someone
this to Didi.
Someone listens to the show.
I said this to Didi last night when I got home. Mm-hmm. We saw, besides the plane ride home, which was difficult.
Right.
Not just because of 10C. 10CC. I'm not in love. So don't forget. In this land of tangents and free associations,
yes,
your closet door there where I busted it open, I'm still seeing this. When Steven was looking to buy this house, it was painted shut.
Yeah.
Because it was a foreclosure and someone had bought it, and then they ran out of money, and then it was being sold again.
Yes.
And they painted over the door, and we couldn't get in. And we were freaking each other out that there must be dead bodies behind there.
Yeah.
And so I busted open the door and broke the paint seal. And I see the jagged edge where I busted through the door. That makes me happy because those are fun memories.
Really?
Those are fun memories.
That's where we tangented. We went from hot girls to the door
hot
behind
girls?
Me.
And so I said to Didi, Because I look, ladies out there who have men,
yes,
you need to thank your man for being faithful.
Yeah,
because we are given innumerable opportunities to not be. Okay,
look, women throw me panties, and I got to give them back and be like, please put these back on.
When was the last time a woman threw you her panties? And I'm not trying to put you on the spot for an awkward situation, but I suspect it's been a while.
Look, dude, so my wife actually listens to
this. I know.
Your wife doesn't.
No.
You can say whatever you want. She'll never know.
But I haven't had anything flung my way since I was like 20.
I
got married after that.
I had panties thrown at me.
In
this
London.
This weekend. Yeah.
Oh, I know when.
Yeah.
Oh, I know when.
Do you?
It would have been after I left.
No.
That situation.
No. It wasn't there.
Okay.
You were there.
I was there?
Yes. You weren't around me when it happened.
Were they grown-up panties? Because we were as a kid.
No.
See, I got to go bathroom day. Those don't count.
Yeah. No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then you got to tell me later. Fill me in later.
Details. No,
but I'm just saying, congratulate your man.
Someone else will be getting the details first.
Congratulate
you
your
them.
Man.
Yes.
And thank him for his fidelity.
Yes.
And if he's not faithful, kick him in the nards and make him be.
Ouch.
But I'm just saying.
Man, why are you even talking about nards getting kicked? Because you even got to kick them. You just got to graze them a little bit. And that's like the worst. Because you're like, I wonder if that hit me. Oh.
You don't even have to kick him. You just have to graze him.
That's not mine.
Here's your tips for y'all ladies.
That's not mine.
You don't even have to bust us there. Just graze
him. You got
to
graze him a little bit. Yeah,
grazing
that's not mine. That's Andy Murphy's from a really, really long time ago.
Long time ago. Let's make our picks and get out of here.
All right, let's get out of here.
I'm burning up.
Because it's 1:40, so we got 20 minutes
but Steve,
to keep this
you
a tune show.
How hot it is in here.
Yeah, well, you know, take your shirt off. That's what I did.
I know, but.
Do you want me to turn on the air?
My back sweats.
I can turn on the
chair.
I can do that. Yeah.
That'd be sweet.
All right, well, why don't you get to the first.
Okay, I will break down
the
first
New York
game.
Jets at Detroit against the. Oh, you got to give me the roar.
I'm
now.
Going to.
No,
I'm going to say it's the Detroit Lions host the New York Jets. Now, these are not your mama's Lions. These are not Matt Millen's Lions. These are the new and greatly improved Lions. And these Lions, Stephen, I believe in so much that I'm persuaded to protect.
Settle down. Before you all give. Hey, they've only won 2 games. Settle down.
And they've been in all their games. And they've got Matt Stafford back. And they have probably an Ndamukong Suh. Not just the defensive rookie player of the year, but the defensive player of the year.
Oh, I beg you to take the Lions. I'm begging you.
And for a little while, I had taken them.
I beg you to take the Lions. I need to look. I need to
you
make
up
7
up
games,
grounds,
okay?
And it would behoove
so
you
I
to follow the master. You. Is that a car pulling around your corner? Dang.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. I beg you.
Steven, I'm taking the Jets. And it goes against my better judgment, mind you, because this Lions team has been in every game.
I'm just telling you why I'm taking the Jets. You know why I'm taking the Jets? Because The Schwartz
is with you?
Has pissed off Rex Ryan.
What did Schwartz do to Ryan?
Rex Ryan said that he had the best defense in the league, and Schwartz had to come take offense that and talk smack about Rex Ryan's defense.
Well, maybe what Schwartz
yeah.
is doing is
no.
he sees Raheem Morris go and pump his team up. We're probably the best team in the NFC. We are the best team in the NFC, in fact. And then they go out and they put up a big win. An improbable win.
Yeah, but unfortunately, you piss off Rex.
So he's like, Ryan talks and his team wins. Morris talks and his team wins. Maybe I should start talking. Maybe my team will win.
Yeah, they're going to get their ass kicked. That's what's going to happen.
I don't think they're going to get their ass kicked. I think it's going to be a good game.
A week after the Jets can't score a single point.
Nigh touchdown. Nary a touchdown.
They're going to get their ass kicked. I'm sorry.
I don't know how they lost 9-0. I've gotten some emails.
I do know.
Huh, seriously? This is one of my losses.
Coming off a bye.
Coming off
Jets.
A bye? You freaking kidding me?
Hey, I remember. Just remember week one? Okay. They looked awful.
Against the Ravens. A great team.
And then they went on a nice little 5-game winning streak where they were being whooped up on some people.
Yep.
And that second game was where they whooped up on the New England Patriots.
Correct the move.
I don't want to be the Lions right now. And I'll give you the Lions, and I'll give you 2 points.
2 points?
Yeah.
You make it almost appealing.
All right, so we've both got the Jets. Let's move on, where the Baltimore Ravens host the Miami Dolphins. Now, I promised Al and Charlie.
Boy, now, this is cool. a husband and wife, and Charlie, they are so awesome.
Yeah,
there was actually two and a half of them there.
Yes, yes. Charlie's expecting a little boy.
She is the prettiest thing in the world.
She is very nice. Jeff, you're going to get in trouble. Now Al's going to throw something at you next
time. No, he's not. No guy feels bad when another guy says, "Your wife's really pretty."
Yes.
Most guys go, "Thank you. That is so cool." Because, yes, I believe she is too. And she
Do you think I married her ass?
Well, no. We all have different tastes, you know? And there was a chick or dude situation with Kara and I today.
Like the girl in front of us? On the airplane?
Yeah, I didn't have a good look at that, fortunately.
Oh, gosh.
But, yeah, when he was sitting down, Steve and I argued about that. This was at the counter at Connell's today, and Kara said chick because of the boobs. And I said, no, I think those are just man boobs. I think everything else says dude. And I said, I hope it's a dude, because if it's not a dude, the person will be alone for the rest of their life. Because if you're a woman and you look like that, see the male are visually attracted. And so the male, even the homosexual male, needs to find somebody visually attractive.
Right.
So if this is a woman, you're kind of on your own, hon.
Yeah.
You know, because who's going to find you attractive? There's not nobody.
Eesh.
And, oh, my gosh, terrifying hair, the nose, the feet, the whole package. Karen and I had a good laugh. Anyways, what game are we on here?
No, Miami and Baltimore.
Miami and Baltimore. This is a good one. Baltimore is going to win, but Steven, this is going to be a good game.
I urge you to take the Dolphins.
Baltimore favored by 5.
Five? Look, anyways, the reason I said Al and Charlie, I promised them I was going
to
give the Dolphins.
Give love to the Dolphins.
A little bit of love for beating the Cincinnati Bengals. But look, the fact remains is they've been pretty good on the road. As a matter of fact, they're 4-0 on the road.
Yeah.
Back-to-back road games. This is the Baltimore Ravens.
You said the last one. They don't win again. They don't keep winning on the road. And
well,
they did.
But you think you're going to do it again against Baltimore?
Against the Ravens. Yeah. What, are you kidding me?
Right.
It's going to be this. I'm such a baby, call the Dolphins make me cry. Dolphins may make you cry this week as they go into Baltimore, where there will not be big fun.
No.
Now, what do you got for us next, Steven?
All right. The New England Patriots get on the road. And they travel to Cleveland to face Colt McCoy and the Browns.
Now, the New England Patriots have quietly put together the best record in the NFL at 6-1.
Has it been quietly, though?
To me, it has. I mean, even with the Moss debacle of him getting released, they are as flying under the radar as a multi-Super Bowl-winning franchise can be.
I don't know if they're flying under the radar.
I'm sure they're not in New England. However.
Yes.
Outside of there, most people aren't talking about them. Well, you know, most people don't know what to make of the season. So you haven't been really noticing.
Tim missed a Wapner.
But
I just feel like that today. I don't know why.
Okay. Well, it's probably because.
Are you taking any prescription medication?
You're probably taking some prescription medication.
And you know what? I was so bad with my prescription medications
over the trip.
Yeah.
It's hard to take
meds.
You got your little case.
And sometimes you leave in the morning and you don't get back till 10 o'clock at night.
Sometimes you get home at 4:30 in the morning.
There you go.
And you go now. And this conundrum followed me, which is, do you say good morning to somebody or good night when they're going to bed at 4:30? For y'all party animals out there, would you text and email?
I'll see you in the afternoon.
I've decided that I'd like to say, really, have a great morning and sleep well.
Okay.
I want your morning to rock. Sleep well. Because you're going to need it. It's really, really late. It's so late that it's freaking early.
Late now. I'm getting ready to go to sleep.
I know. So the Cleveland Browns, we don't think are slouches, they're hosting the
Jeffrey,
Cleveland Browns. Do tell.
Pro Bowl voting is on. You vote, they play.
You know, I don't think our country's over voting yet. From yesterday, the big midterms.
Isn't it all done? It's all voting.
Yeah, but there's still there's some races that are less than 30 votes.
That they're revoting.
Recounting. No, they're recounting.
Recounting.
They're not revoting.
Yes. But if it's like really close, if it's a tie, you've got to
Chicago,
redo it again,
you
revote, right?
Where you just vote often. Chicago politics. Is there any finer you city vote, in America?
They play
so,
the Pro Bowl.
Get out Look there and get your
trophy.
Vote in.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's a beautiful trophy. Yes. But I don't understand the decorations around it with all the orange and stuff.
Because it's the fall, I guess.
But it's going to take place in the winter in Hawaii. And is that the state colors?
Orange-ish? No, it's sponsored by wheat.
What?
You see, it's wheat. It's little grains of wheat and stuff.
So the crop, there's a crop sponsoring yes. an event.
Yes, wheat.
So can, wow, can
next year
alfalfa sprouts?
Next year I'm being told that the bidding is between alfalfa sprouts and cotton.
Cotton would be a nice one, but yes. they have a bowl game named after
they
them.
Do. They
wheat
do.
Wheat doesn't have anything.
No,
so,
it doesn't. Well,
so what about soy?
Ooh, gosh, no.
You know?
I would never let soy be the official sponsor of anything.
Barley?
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's not wheat. Maybe it's barley.
It sounds like we got the makings for a fine beer, if you ask me. We get Mr. White in here, and he'll brew us up something
right,
really good.
So here you go. Just,
we're not going to go through the plans.
No, but we're going to get. I'm going to give you one vote.
And make sure you vote for.
Pick no. You pick three right now. I'm gonna take pick three on the AFC side and pick three on the NFC side quarterbacks. Right now, give them to me.
Okay, my AFC quarterbacks are gonna be easier because okay. you're gonna be looking at Brady, and you're gonna be looking at Manning,
and
probably AFC quarterbacks.
Right now, with right the now, numbers, it's yeah. got to be Phillip Rivers.
Flip, yeah, no, because and especially because if this week. If he goes out and puts up numbers again,
do you
he's
know,
looking at MVP.
Right now, he's the numbers that he is like obliterating numbers.
He's on record-setting paces, and yeah. guys are falling like flies yes. around him yes. with injuries. So he's doing this with a cast right. of a mystery cast.
NFC side?
I cannot go Drew Brees right now. He's thrown way too many picks. And again, the NFC is really the poor division
so
right now
who?
This season.
Who?
I would go Matt Ryan possibly with Atlanta. That's how much we're struggling. I would possibly
Michael Vick.
He's been injured too much.
Okay.
And,
So
you know
if we
what?
Take
you definitely you got to throw in what's his name, Aaron Rodgers.
Why?
Ben
the last 3 weeks he's been awful,
and Ben Roethlisberger's been hit and miss too.
Ben Roethlisberger's
and
on
he
the
missed
AFC.
A lot of, there you go.
So we're not getting
we're not
him.
Giving him that.
Yep.
It's a tough one. There should not be one in the NFC. The AFC should start four and have two on each side. I've said so.
There will be no NFC quarterback.
Oh, no. You know what? I'm sorry. I misspoke. On the AFC side, you're also going to have to include the passing leader, which is unfortunately not on a good team, Denver.
Kyle Orton.
Kyle Orton's going to have to be on there.
You
just because of the numbers.
You're only allowed to pick three.
Then I'm keeping Brady and Manning and going with Orton.
No, you
and
do.
And who am I dumping?
Phillip Rivers. Phillip Rivers leaves the league.
Flip, okay, then I'm dumping Brady. Or I'm dumping Manning. Because honestly,
Manning
Orton's numbers.
Manning leads the TD passes.
Orton's numbers are amazing until this last week.
Brady
again.
Hasn't done much.
Then fine,
other
we dump Brady.
Name.
We dump Brady. I'm fine with that. I'm just
but
saying
Kyle
that
Orton really his team's won
he
two
games.
He
has to be there.
They've won two games.
Yeah. But that's
they won two games.
Is it his fault?
Not really.
He has done nothing short but impress. And his team has looked pretty piss poor. And that's too bad. And that's not on him. To me, that is so not on him.
Brady, Manning, Rivers. I can't change it.
Understood. You make your picks, submit them, whatever. We're moving on to, remember, we're picking games.
Yes.
So we're
so
done.
Well, I told you, New England at Cleveland.
New England, Cleveland is pretty easy to take the Patriots. I just wanted to point out to people, by the way, they're 6-1. They have the best record in
Thank
all
you.
Of
they
the
are
NFL.
6-1. I need to take the Patriots only because I need to. Because
they'll probably win? That's a really good reason, generally, when you're making picks.
Browns have
don't play catch-up, dude. Make your picks.
Speaking of teams that have been in every game that they've played this year.
Cleveland Browns.
Have won some good ones.
Yeah.
You know, beat the defending Super Bowl champions. It wouldn't be that far of a stretch to take Cleveland in this game. They are at home.
Absolutely.
Coming off of a bye. I'm just saying.
Is all.
Thank you very much. And I'm taking the Patriots now, but I may change it.
reserve the right to change. And we encourage you all.
San Diego Super Chargers travel to Houston.
Are they really super?
Face the Texans. Are they after last week, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll give them a little super.
Because?
I don't know. I just want to like somebody right now.
Doesn't somebody like to like somebody a lot? Yes, I do. Chargers are, this is San Diego by 3.
What? On the road? I'm sorry, I didn't even do it properly. Give it to me again.
This is San Diego by 3.
What?
On the road?
God, that's a great sound.
In Houston? With half of their offense on the deathbed?
Houston, as in America, yes. As in the great state of Texas. Tejas.
How is San Diego 3-point favorite?
It's a miracle? I don't know. I don't have that sound
queued
up.
That's very weird.
You know, you're forcing, because I see this on ESPN, you're forcing me elsewhere to verify. But it is, in fact, true that although the Hard Rock and Planet Hollywood have pulled it off the board, and it opened as a pick, the Las Vegas Hilton, 3 points, Mirage, 2.5 points. So we can safely say they are 3-point favorites on the road at Houston. You just feel badly because you're going to take San Diego, and you wanted it to be an upset. Probably, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know if I'm taking
San Diego. Or it's just surprising you. I don't know either if you're taking San Diego, because you won't tell me.
Because I'm waiting for you to...
I've taken San Diego.
You are?
Yeah.
I thought you were taking Houston.
Look, I'm on the Houston bandwagon as fandom, but not as far as picked them.
Because you've only picked them like once all year. You picked them to play Dallas, and that's the one game they lost.
And they lost that game.
Yeah.
And how the hell did the Cowboys win that game?
Freaking literally, someone asked on Twitter.
Gosh.
They were like, on a neutral field, Buffalo or Dallas? I said, I'll take the Bills and give you 3 points. Okay.
They could beat the Bills. Pretty sure.
You know what? You know what I'd like to see? I'd like to see Oregon against the Bills.
Yeah, that'd be
that. I would pay a
I'm
lot
pretty
of
sure
money
that the Bills
that
win, but it'd be good.
Oh, it's gonna be good.
It'd be good.
I guarantee you, Oregon's gonna score some points.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they're gonna score some points.
Mm, that's sad.
That is.
That's sad. So yeah, no, I've got the Superchargers coming
to
4-5.
You're supposed to take your team in this one so that I
Steven,
can at least catch up.
I'm trying to. You know who I'm chasing now?
Who?
I'm still a couple away
you're
from more.
Chasing Mord. A ghost.
I'm chasing Sap. QB Killer 75.
Who, QB Killer's at 75.
I got 70. Yeah. We got to get him on, dude, to talk about his picks and why he's doing so great with his
QB
picks this year.
Killer.
He has not been known as a picker.
No, and that tells you what kind of a season it's been.
It's a tough season, but man, QB Killer dialed in. QB Killer dialed in. So what else we got?
Oh, wait. The wife is in the room. Apparently, she heard what we were talking about earlier. Now
no,
she
I think she looks like she's looking for something. She's coming to get something, and she's being really
she's
quiet.
Coming, I know. I shouldn't have alerted people to your presence, love.
I'm looking for warmth. And
oh, it's warm in here.
Yeah.
Come on in.
But it's warmer in here than it is out there.
It's 20 degrees warmer in here than it is out there.
I just want you to know, Jeff made it cold. Jeff.
I saw you walk out the door.
Per my request.
Jeff made a call.
Per my request.
Sorry, honey. It wasn't you. You were the one who pushed the button.
You're trying to make me sick.
No matter how
Luckily,
much.
You're an hour before my birthday. If it was an hour from now, I'd make you turn it off.
Oh, shit.
Oh. You can't say that. Did you get her something?
Yes.
I want to thank my wife. For covering my butt on my sister's birthday?
Yes, she doesn't know it, but...
I don't know what it is yet, but she just told me it was on the fireplace with Elena's gift. Nice. That's what we got on Sunday.
Nice.
There you go.
But we got this for you, Trisha. This is your birthday song. It isn't very long. Hey!
There you go.
Thanks.
All right. Good night, sweetie.
Enjoy the warmth.
We'll
be wrapping up shortly.
I understand. So she's.
I would trade places with you if I could.
We're almost done.
Do you want to sit here and I'll go lay out on the couch?
So we both have the San Diego Chargers. Chicago at Buffalo in Toronto. Yes. So once again, that was Chicago at Buffalo in Toronto.
The friendly confines of the Rogers Center.
The Rogers Center. The center that was named for a man named Roger.
Roy, actually. It's the Roy Rogers Center in Canada.
There you go.
But you didn't know that, Trisha, did you?
I was only half listening.
Oh, just like the right. See, you always say she listens to the show. That doesn't mean that she's like actually
paying
attention.
She doesn't listen to the show right now. She goes and actually downloads it and listens to it.
Well, she should stop downloading it because we're spending too much on server fees.
I stream it at work.
Good.
She streams
does
it.
That doesn't download. Count against our...
Mega... Actually, it does. But
so there's no easier way to make it cheaper.
No.
We should... You know what? You know, Trisha, we could put it on a flash drive.
Yeah, okay.
And that would save us, what, a cent?
Yes.
Sweet. She giggled. That's good. I can still make the kid laugh. I like that.
All right. You know what? I cannot bring myself to take the Buffalo Bills. I've actually gone on record. I will not pick the Bills all year. They're going 0-16.
Yeah, probably. And I think the counter should be up there next for the countdown to the
we need the team to get to 0-10 before the official watch.
Wow.
Comes on.
That's asking a lot.
What?
You know, there's teams that are so bad, Steven, that they just deserve to be there, period.
Well, you know, I can't, you know, I haven't officially
started. You could even start the season. You could start the season on watch.
0-16 watch?
Sure, because we know you're that bad.
Wow, but that's not
nice. If you and I don't have them winning a game in our August preseason show, they should go on watch.
I see, but we had everybody winning games.
We had everybody winning games.
Yes.
But when the Bills are showing us as little as they're showing us, that they can be in so many games and not win.
I'm curious now as to know how many games I thought the Bills were going to win.
Yeah. I could look that up, but that'd take time.
I know. I'm going to. You tell me who you're taking.
I already did. I said I was taking the other team, Chicago, which I don't think is a good team either.
All right.
I mean, it's a
so
shame.
We both have the Bears. No way I'm taking Buffalo. The Arizona Cardinals travel to the land of craziness when they face the Minnesota Vikings. Just in case you didn't pick up on it, I'm now referring to Minnesota as the land of craziness.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
That works.
Arizona's going to the land of craziness to play the Minnesota Vikings.
So I had the Bills winning 7 games this year.
Woo.
So I should take them because they got to get started. They got to get busy in a hurry.
They got to get started, dog.
Got to be starting something. We're week 9, and yeah. I had the Bills on a bye. So I must be misreading. Yes. In week 9, I have an X in there.
Yeah.
Like they're on a bye. No wonder my spreadsheet's so bad.
Yeah, see?
Buffalo Bills.
Do
week
you have
9,
the
I have
right,
a big X.
Do you have the right spreadsheet?
2009 prediction. Oh, 2009
yeah,
wouldn't be 2010,
see?
Would it?
You want the
Never
2010
mind.
Predictions. I had Buffalo at 3-13.
Well, that's pretty bad.
So if they go 0-16, I won't feel all that bad. But I'm not looking too hot with a couple other predictions.
Wow, this was truly a beautiful spreadsheet. That's a beautiful spreadsheet. So anyways, let's continue.
All right, moving right along. We can't move along. We haven't said Arizona at Minnesota.
Arizona at
Minnesota.
Yeah, but it's the weird Minnesota.
The land of craziness. It's
the land of craziness.
Yeah, your voice is. Let's just do it. Come on.
I'm actually thinking. I'm going to go with the Vikings.
All right. We're both going with the Vikings. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers travel to Atlanta to face the Falcons. Wait for this one, Jeffrey.
Wait for it.
The winner of this game will stand alone in the NFC South.
This is a brutal game.
This is
game
for
to pick.
The division lead at midseason.
See, I'd be concerned about this pick if I were the because to pick against the best team in the NFC North knowingly. It's just tomfoolery, but that's what I'm doing. I'm taking the second best team in the NFC, the Atlanta Falcons.
I'm thinking back on all of my picks so far.
Yeah,
with Tampa Bay this season.
Yeah, have you gotten them right
yet? I
think
I missed every single Tampa Bay game.
That's funny, because I missed the Lions once. I went back and actually looked.
The Rams had that game.
He's pointing at Trisha.
All right,
he's pointing at Trisha.
Who would you take in this game? You know what? I'm going to listen to my wife. Tampa Bay.
You take the Bucks on the road.
At Atlanta.
You're drinking the Raheem Morris Kool-Aid.
Hey, I'm all about that young team.
They are. They're a great team. I really like them. And by the way, seated next to me at the game on Sunday was the head of Bucks UK.
Bucks UK, that's right.
The home for all Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the United Kingdom.
I'm taking Atlanta.
And I he even gave me a little pen, Bucks UK. But I'm taking the Falcons, but I'm going to spend more time on this game.
Yeah, New Orleans at Carolina.
This one's pretty. If you struggle with this one, you struggle with breathing, friends. The New Orleans Saints at the Carolina Panthers. I don't care how inconsistent the Saints have looked. Carolina has looked very consistent.
Yes.
Consistently bad.
Until they beat San Francisco.
And we all know what we think of San Francisco.
Yeah.
Who got their third win. They're probably the best bad team out there. Okay. But so what? New Orleans is not a bad team. New Orleans just is capable of shooting themselves in the foot.
They've been losing to some pretty bad teams.
They have.
Lately.
But I'm not really interested. They're getting healthier. And I'm good with them. So you do what you will, but I'm taking the Saints. And remember, you were going to copy me so you could start doing better.
Ha. I will take the Saints this week, but not because
I took them.
No.
Just because you took them.
No, just because I may change.
That's right. So you took them because you may change.
Yes.
Okay.
The New York Giants travel to the Pacific Northwest.
Waste. It's prettier than that. Okay. No, it's not. On the other side.
Well, where the stadium is, though, it's kind of.
Yeah, it's this kind of skanky part of town. Kind of scary.
But Seattle.
Love Seattle. Love the 12th man. And the 12th man has been in strong voice, which is why I have them handling the Giants. The Giants are a better team.
No, I'm done with the Seattle Seahawks and stuff.
Fine.
No, I got the Giants.
Very good. Very, very good. Very, very good.
And you know what? Just so that you know that I do not believe in the curse of challenge games and the Seattle Seahawks.
Oh, God. He's going to do it,
Trisha. I'm making this game the challenge game. There is no way that the New York Giants go into Seattle and fall to the Seahawks.
Trisha, what do you think?
It's a challenge game right there.
I take the Giants.
Oh, I take the Giants, too. But by his making it the challenge game, the Seahawks automatically win, do they not? Historically,
all right,
when he picks against the Seahawks in the challenge game, it doesn't go well.
The Indianapolis Colts go to Philly to face the Eagles. It's the return of Michael Vick.
Hoo-ah. Because we didn't do a show, can I do my imitation of Andy Reid's press conference where they asked about who was going to start a quarterback next week?
Who's going to start a quarterback next week?
Oh, that'll be Michael. That was it. I hope you all enjoyed it. That was Andy Reid. Oh, that'll be Michael. Wow. People were waiting for a little bit more than that. Didn't get it.
Well, the only thing is they're not just getting Michael. They're also getting DeSean Jackson, who had been out because of his concussion.
Well, we haven't been able to confirm that he's going to start, but he is practicing. And he's cleared. So they don't let you practice unless you can play.
Right. Right.
It's whether or not he's got his legs underneath him enough, and I suspect he's been working out a little bit.
He's going to play.
And, you know, Steven, again, Colts, Eagles, really tough pick. I am taking the Colts, just like I did this last week, because simply they're the Colts. And somehow Peyton gets done what he gets done, and he just does what he does.
You know, I believe that the Colts can do what they do without the people that they do without when they're at home. But it's when they're on the road, when all of these... You know, Tammy's of the world.
Tammy's not a girl.
Blair
He's a backup White's tight end.
Of the girl of the world. Yep. Payne just doesn't seem quite in sync.
He doesn't at all.
The Eagles have had an extra week to prepare for the Colts. They've got no Dallas Clark, no Austin Colley, no Joseph Addai. So what?
This will be the late game on Sky for those of you in the UK.
Yep.
Colts, Eagles. Early game will be Dolphins, Ravens.
The Colts will be missing too many people. The Eagles get a whole bunch of people back. I'm taking Philly.
You know, I like this Eagles team a lot.
I don't want to take Philly.
Yeah.
but I'm taking Philly at home.
Okay. I'm taking the Colts, and I'm nervous about it.
All right.
I'll tell you that nervous. Much.
The Kansas City Chiefs and Oakland Raiders in Raider Nation's black hole.
Kansas City. And it concerns me greatly.
Just Kansas City. That's what you're just shouting at. Kansas City.
Well, I don't want you to think that I'm like trying to go off of your stuff or anything like this. I'm just throwing it out there.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I accused you of that so many times.
No, you don't. But I just want to make it clear.
I see. Kansas City.
And mind you, the Raiders are playing really good football right now.
Yeah, they've played stinky poop.
And this is against their divisional rival, which is typically a close game.
It is.
And, man, they're playing at home. I want to take them. But the fact that Coach will not declare a starter on Wednesday for this game frustrates me greatly. And he's sharing reps at practice. Instead of giving this chance, a viable chance of actually hanging in this division, going to 5-4 for the Oakland Raiders after 9 games would be amazing for them.
Would be.
But it's not going to happen.
No.
So, you got Kansas City as well?
Yes, I do.
There you go. Todd Haley, I like this Kansas City Chiefs team a lot. I like them as much as I like the Bucks, whom I picked against, which still makes
me nervous. I don't like that they had to go to overtime to beat the Bills.
Nobody likes that they have to go to overtime to beat the Bills, but other people have had to do it, too.
Yeah, but the Ravens did, too. So
that's my point, and they're a pretty darn good team.
Sunday Night Football, where the Dallas Cowboys travel to play the Green Bay Packers.
Boy, I bet you anything that NBC was so psyched when they put this on the schedule.
Heck yeah, they were like, this will be a preview to the NFC Championship game.
That was how they were going to bill it, and Chris Collinsworth and all the gang were going to just go crazy talking about it. And now they're like, all they're going to say is, wow, what a mess.
This is going to be a game where somebody will win.
Named Green Bay, and all they're going to talk about, friends, they're not even going to say how amazing it is that Green Bay is 5-3, given all the injuries that they've gone through. The entire telecast will be about what the heck is wrong with this Dallas Cowboys team. And that's too bad, but that is how the mess of the press works sometimes.
The mess of the press.
Yep.
All right, so the third game we differ upon is I'm sticking with the Cowboys.
Oh, boy. Trisha giggles.
Final game, Monday Night Football, as the Pittsburgh Steelers travel to Cincinnati to face the Bengals.
Steelers, Bengals. Pretty good team, pretty bad team. Steelers.
Yeah, I'm no longer anywhere near a Bengals bandwagon.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact,
you got run over by it.
Yes, as I was jumping off.
Broke a rib. It ran over you after you jumped off.
It hit me, and then it fell off the side of a cliff. So I got off just in the neck of time.
In the naked time?
In the neck of time.
Oh, good. Yes. Man, I wouldn't take my clothes off additionally.
Just in the neck of time.
As if it's not embarrassing enough being on the Bengals bandwagon.
So yeah.
I've got, because this is the Monday night game.
Yeah.
And in pigskin pick'em, you have to put it in your score for some reason. So I've got 28 points for the Steelers, 17 points for the Bengals. I got them winning by 11.
That's too many for the Bengals.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know how they're going to get there, but that's just my prediction that I put in, because they're at home.
Well,
and
Mike
by the
Tomlin
way, this
is
Pittsburgh Steelers defense is amazing.
Tomlin is a perfect 5-0 on Monday Night Football.
There you go.
Steelers are going to be a little upset at how they handled themselves in New Orleans last week on Sunday Night Football.
Yep.
I don't want to be a Bengal.
Yep. Steelers favored by 5 on the road here.
Cinco. Wow, you're a 5-point road favorite.
Road kill. And should we mention the teams that are on byes this week, dear?
There's a whole bunch of them.
There's a whole bunch of them is what
For
Steve
the
wants
second
to say.
Week in a row.
I will call them the Denver Broncos, the Tennessee Titans,
teams.
The St. Louis Rams, San Francisco 49ers, Washington Redskins, and Jacksonville Jaguars.
6 teams that are on a bye next week. Will be the final bye week. There'll only be 4 teams.
But most importantly about next week, Thursday Night Football, baby.
Thursday Night Football returns, which means that There will be no regular schedule program. Things will just get crazier and crazier.
Oh, no, we'll just keep doing the we'll Monday, Wednesday, we just got... That's the only thing that works with our lives. Yeah,
all right, Monday, Wednesday.
And we'll, you know, and for Sky and stuff, when we start getting into Thanksgiving and stuff, I just say we roll with the Friday thing and say... Because I think it's cool to tease what they missed.
Yeah.
Because, first of all, most people aren't going to stay up that late. So then you talk about the game that they missed. Wow, such an exciting game. So don't miss these games. I think that's a little better sell.
All right.
So when they come up on Sunday, and that way we don't have to ruin our lives.
All right, that's people. Just, that's we my still 2 cents.
Richard, that's my 2 cents.
We didn't manage to go through those games in 20 minutes. It took a lot longer. So we're way after 2 hours of talking. We can't be talking. Jeff's voice is dying. Trish is cold. And a partridge in a pear tree. That's all the time we have
for
you.
Thanks for taking my joke. I was going to go there, and I didn't want it, but I was prohibited from talking because you said I wasn't talking anymore.
That's right. This has been Steven Miranda.
What?
Jeff Ellis, sorry.
For NFL Rants and Raves. Good night.
Happy birthday, Trisha.
It's still 41 minutes till her birthday.
And she's sitting here begging for a birthday gift. Jeez.